All right, here we go. Rolling into another COVID weekend with the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And let's see.
Realize what tomorrow is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 9/11.
And I feel like nobody knows or paying attention to it.
Yeah.
I'm sure, let's see, in 1961, I'm sure people felt the same way about Pearl Harbor. Like, God, it's been 20 years and no one even remembers it.
Yeah, well, next year will be big.
Well, there's not a kid in high school or that's starting off college that was alive when it happened.
It's true. So who's going to do TikTok videos about it?
You'd think somebody older than that would matter, but maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, hey, I want to thank Steve Galley, photographer extraordinaire, and
yeah, man.
Tina, who brought by some tomatoes from their garden, which I hear is an astounding garden.
Everything they do is astounding.
It is, and Steve has taken more pictures at more concerts than I would imagine any other local photographer.
And they managed our entire Woodstock expedition.
You know, I thought about that the other day, because, of course, I will never forget Steve or Tina, or anyone else, for that matter, who's on that trip. We went in a large camper from Detroit.
Tom Sarna drove.
Tom Sarna did drive. I think Tom was very stressed at times, understandably. But Trudy, there was one thing that kept rolling back into my head.
What, the guy with the third arm?
Yes, exactly. Because there was this guy, who was a contest winner, and he had this strange scar on his back. And I guess somebody asked him about it. And he said he was born with a third arm. And they took it off and it left this big scar. And I spent the rest of the weekend wondering, is that really possible? Yeah. Did that really happen?
I totally thought he was feeding us line of bull, but you don't know.
He was really, I tell you, if it was BS, he was really slick because he had a lot of details about it. And
this arm, as far as I can reach it.
Can you have a third arm in your back when you're born? I mean,
yeah, why not?
Sure.
And actually,
I have a third leg.
I think he was
the baby's arm holding an apple.
I believe there were a number of people tripping among our listeners too, and he may have been one of them. So maybe his parents did a lot of the same thing, and maybe that's where the third arm came from. I don't know.
And the only thing I know about that trip you guys have is you brought. For some reason, there were some pictures down in the basement not too long ago, and
yeah.
I picked it up, and I was like, "Oh, this must have been Woodstock." And there's Trudy, and she's next to this dude, and his dong is just hanging out.
His dong is.
People.
I think it's painted too.
Yes.
I think the head is painted.
There were a lot of nudists at that show. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. What color was it painted?
It was like flowers. I think it was pink or purple.
That was adorable.
That's weird.
I know. And he was, I think he was a redhead, wasn't he, Brandon?
Yes.
Well, thank God he painted it.
So
yeah, it was, he painted it to give it some color.
Well, anything to avoid being abnormally pink, I suppose. But yeah, that was a crazy event. And those mud people when it rained and rained and rained. I guess it has to rain at Woodstock. Is there some law of nature?
Yeah, it's
it poured rain, and eventually people started sliding through the mud, and then they became a marauding group of mud people, and they would just engulf people who were not mud people who would become mud people.
Yeah, I mean,
very quickly.
Once you were a mud person, once you were covered with mud, you might as well. And then it looked fun.
It did. I have to admit, it did look fun. But I just didn't like the part where they were collecting mud people who didn't want to be mud people.
That's true. Ambush, yeah.
But they would usually convert, you know, almost like Night of the Living Dead when they don't want to be one of those zombies, but then when they're shot, it's like, oh, I want to eat Trudy's arm.
Yes.
Sounds like a great one.
And when we were trekking to the Todd Rundgren event, we had to avoid the mud people. That was so it was like a real exciting mission because you had to, you know, stay out of the way of the mud people.
Yeah, there was some treacherous activity there, definitely. And Todd snubbed you?
Oh, yes, and Todd snubbed me.
He was inviting people up to play guitar with him. And first of all, I couldn't believe you were wanting to.
I know.
Because the people...
You don't sound very proud of that.
In retrospect, probably wasn't a great idea.
The people that he was picking would get up there and go... I mean, they were these... It's just ridiculous. But anyway...
I just wanted to be picked. And then he picked a dude.
He picked a few dudes, I think. Water is everywhere in your home. Leaky sink, washing machine, behind the fridge, under the dishwater, washer. Keep an eye out for any water in your home, not just floods. Water's the enemy. Emergency response services will help you. Call 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. Emergency Response Services Incorporated. That's 877-JOB-DONE. And Royal Oak Downtown Development Authority is hosting another wild weekend with people spending their Royal Oak bucks. Even the lousy weather last couple of days, people are still. Good. I think they had 60 people yesterday, which surprises me. But hopefully, is the weekend supposed to be nice?
Yeah, isn't it supposed to be hotter?
Yeah.
I thought.
Sunnier?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Much. Well, I mean, how many more wonderful weekends do we have left? Hopefully, this is one of them, and you'll be down there spending your Royal Oak bucks. And if you want to lift your way in and get 10 bucks off, remember the code is GO2RO. GO2RO. $10 off on your way in, $10 home. So, all in all, it's like 40 free bucks for your night if you want to use Lyft. And then, what else do I want to mention? Oh, yeah, the hours for Lyft are 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Thursday, Friday, and then 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. Saturday, Sunday. If you want to go check out any of the fine retailers, get a bite to eat, just kind of waller around in the afternoon on a nice day, hopefully, do it. Spend those Royal Oak bucks.
Mm-hmm.
From the Downtown Development Authority. And today's kind of a crazy day. I just saw they had a pre-shot from Saginaw. It's actually Freeland.
Mm-hmm. Freeland, yeah.
For the Trump event, and there's just this insane crowd in the background.
Sounds like a great one.
I know. And they've been waiting for hours. And I'm just, all I could think of was, you know, I don't name any, insert any politician.
Why would anyone, Hitler.
Why would anyone wait hours to see? Is there something about, I saw the president. I mean, I guess.
Did you see the Channel 4 video? Is that where you saw it?
I saw it on Channel 2.
The Channel 4 video, they show the people checking temperatures. True to you, saw this.
Yeah.
This guy, Drew, he did it like this. He would scan your forehead and go, all right. He never even looked at it. He's like, okay. Yeah. Okay, go. Okay. Because he's trying to get through.
Next.
I understand he's trying to get through a good crowd, a big crowd, but like doesn't even read what it registered.
I was excited to see Laura Cox on the Fox 2 story, by the way. She was saying that masks are available if you want them. She's and
head of the
and she
Michigan
looked,
Republicans, right?
She looked as cute as ever. And we've known Lauren Mike going way back. But,
I was telling you yesterday that my buddy lives there in Freeland. He says, as of 4 o'clock that there were thousands of people there. And there was a plane that was circling ahead with a big banner that said, he knew he lied, 160K dead, vote him out. So they're trolling the people that are waiting for Trump's speech.
Oh, boy. Well.
I wonder if they're the only plane, if there's a counter.
I wonder if somebody will shoot the plane down. Somebody's carrying.
It's a counterpoint message.
They have the number wrong, by the way. It's not 160,000. It's 190,000. Or 185,000, I think. I mean, doesn't that number seem dated?
What's that?
160,000?
Yeah, I thought I saw 190 last.
Well, don't they have to print those banners like, you know, a long...
What's he doing up there?
They should have predicted better. By the way, I don't know if I've ever gotten as much email about one thing that bothered people as much as this Sturgis event, which had, you know, and I looked it up today to see, because I recalled when I saw the story that it seemed like it was everywhere. And it was in a lot of places. I mean, a lot of mainstream media did that story. And people are just angry because they felt it was poorly done, and actually I read about it myself. The South Dakota governor, Kristi, is it Noem?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She says the German study that declared Sturgis motorcycle rally created 250,000 COVID cases is fiction, and 20% of the August cases were due to the Sturgis event, according to this story. IZA is a Germany-based private left-leaning research institute, and I knew somebody was immediately going to attack them, and think tank focused on global labor markets. So I'm not sure why this, I mean, it seems like a strange place to get this from. That doesn't mean it's not accurate. The study was done, I'm reading a quote. The study was done by an Institute of Labor Economics, completely untrue. They took a snapshot in time, did a lot of speculation, did some back of the napkin math, made up some numbers and pushed them out there, published them. They used cell phone data to track people to Sturgis from out of town And they use correspondent rises in COVID cases in Sturgis and in the areas in which they traveled.
Right.
And I guess they did some sort of, you know, extrapolation. But, I just don't know. That sounds, I mean, that's not the way they usually do this, is it?
How IZA usually does it? I don't know.
No, I mean, how you would say how many people had the coronavirus. It seems to me that's the contact trace.
Yeah, but that wasn't the story.
What wasn't the story?
They didn't say 250,000 people got it from Sturgis.
That's how I read it.
The way I read it was 470,000 people went to Sturgis. 266,000 cases of COVID were caused by the Sturgis rally.
Okay.
That's what I, yeah.
All right, well, they're wrong.
That part of the story was never in doubt with me. And how they came up with that number so quickly was astounding to me. And I wrote two people back to, they're pissed off at me. And I said, hey, listen, the first I saw of this thing, I immediately looked at North and South Dakota and saw that their numbers were so low. It was like 130 cases and they had no deaths in either state. And Minnesota and Iowa had pretty low numbers, too. I think between the four states, they had less than 1,000 cases and very few, if any, deaths. So, you know, I was really, I mean, if there was no Sturgis and there really were not all these cases, August would be miraculously low. As it stands, we're actually doing a lot better, 37,600 versus what we had going into August. But, I mean, if this was true, I'm not going to say we'd have it extinguished or even be close to it, but we'd be a lot closer. Anyway, I had my questions about it, too. I thought it was a little odd.
Well, how many total cases were in August?
1.2 million. 266,000 from one event, according to IZA.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big number. And I was watching the story today. Speaking of coronavirus, such a lovely topic, about this kid at Ohio, was it Trinity, Ohio, or Miami of Ohio?
Oxford, yeah.
And he had tested positive for coronavirus, and the police were coming by because he had a bunch of people at his house. He had like 20 people at the party, which is too big. And I guess people were outside, and so the police either were called or showed up. And somehow in the course of the conversation, I sent you the video, didn't I, Brandon?
Yeah, I got it queued up right here, to where the police asked to talk to him.
Yeah.
It's a microcosm of stupidity.
It is. Cops pulling up there.
I've never seen this before. There's an input on the computer that you tested positive for COVID?
Yes.
When was this?
This was on a week ago.
Are you supposed to be quarantining?
Yeah, that's why I'm at my house.
Do you have other people here and you're positive for COVID? You see the problem?
Yeah. They were honestly all walking by.
Sounds great.
11.
How many other people have COVID?
They all do.
Everybody has it? And everybody over here has it?
Well,
I think two people there, too.
Everybody had it.
6150 Fairfield Road, 40-year-old female.
That's what we're trying to prevent.
Yeah, I know.
We want to keep this town open.
I know what the issue is.
That's why I was staying home. I just walked down.
I know, but there were probably... seven or eight people that left your house when you told them to leave. So you're not quarantining if you're mixing with other people.
Duh.
One ball 40, okay?
So everybody here has it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Here's your ID back.
Thank you.
One ball 40.
Do you have a phone number?
Yeah.
At 1611.
Okay, situation's more complicated than it seems because everybody here has COVID and you guys have people over. That's breaking quarantine. So who all lives here? Okay, I need your guys' identification.
Terrible camera quality there.
I know.
I think, aren't they blurring their faces out? But you had a bunch of them standing next to each other, all their faces are
blurred. Cameraman.
It's more or less the issue that we have COVID-positive people intermingling right here with... somebody's negative, you're supposed to be quarantined. You know what I mean?
But I mean, we're on our
property. Right, I understand that, but there were other people that weren't.
Yeah.
That don't live here that were here.
Yeah. They weren't invited. They didn't even invite
them. Okay, well, that's an argument to have at another day.
Okay. Thank you.
You know what? We always felt competitive at Bowling Green with Ohio University.
Really?
I feel pretty good about this one. Yeah, we were. They were kind of a rival.
Why not the Rockets?
Oh, Toledo? Nah. No.
Really?
They weren't worried about the Rockets.
I thought that was the battle of the US 23.
No, we're the MAC division, man.
Yeah, so is Toledo.
No, they're not. Are they?
Yeah. No, you're they get your competitors, in. Man.
Yeah, well. But really, did they all have it?
No. What ended up happening was, I believe, two of the people that lived there had it. The other two or three that lived there did not have it, and then they did not test the other people that left. They kicked several out, and many more left prior to the police showing up.
So two of those dipshits had it, and then they invite 20 people over. It's a $500 fine. Did they issue the fines?
Yes, they all got a $500.
Oh, they all got a fine, and then they were going to notify the university on top of that. So,
I think my favorite COVID story of the day is Daniel House Jr. I'm sure everybody knows who that is. He's a backup for the Houston Rockets, who are still playing in the NBA. But he was suspended last night from their big game because he allowed a female testing official into his hotel room.
You can't have a hot female testing official, by the way.
Well, we don't
testing NBA players.
We don't know if she's hot.
She's in his room.
Well, why? Maybe, maybe it's the only female he had access to. I mean, he's not that hot in his own right.
Trust me, she's hot. She wouldn't have gone in his
How
room.
Sexist of
if she's not hot.
That they're not allowed to have hot female testing assistants.
Because hot females are just like, there's some magnetic charge to NBA penises. I don't know what
are you
it
saying
is.
They're distraction, Mike Milbury?
Brandon.
Yes.
How funny is that?
By the way, I still can't get over that comment sunk Mike Milbury. It ended his career. I mean, doesn't that seem weird?
I still maintain that's not the only thing that would have ended his career. Right, Brandon?
I don't know. I mean, in terms of actually being
his career. It's
an
thing,
analyst.
No, it's the thing he said that ended his career.
Final nail in the coffin, then.
Yeah. I mean, everybody hated him anyway, but...
Why was he employed if everybody hates him? Who liked him?
I don't know.
I don't know him either. I have no idea.
That is a really good question. Okay, but he is hated amongst hockey fans.
Yeah, I didn't really know that. I mean, I don't know why people are employed if they're hated. But it seems really strange.
More hated have to work.
Plenty of people
lightning
are.
Rods, like man. Like Skip Bayless, lightning rods.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
University of Georgia, by the way, they have 2,600 cases in 4 weeks. And the students are angry because
they still have to go to class.
Yeah, class is where people are getting COVID. Are you kidding me? Really? But it seems to me the universities don't believe science.
No.
They really don't.
Crazy.
And they also don't know what 18 to 22-year-olds are like. They're the people who spend all the money, pour all that money into these universities and pay all these people, and they have no idea what their student body is like. They said 51,000 cases on campus right now that they know of. And then they had two stories. One was about an Ohio State sophomore who said she had COVID for 10 days. And they told her, yeah, you have it, but you're no longer contagious, so go do whatever you want to do. So she went back to her dorm room, used the bathroom, used the shower, you know, everything on her floor, recreated. And it turns out that wasn't such great advice.
Oh, she spread it all
over. She did that too. And
it's a contagious through a boo-boo?
Well, I don't know how that would work exactly, but the point was, it was really...
I had a boo-boo.
Advice.
Did you see Trump's press conference where he was urging universities to reopen and have in-person classes?
Today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, so universities are open. What do you mean? Who is he talking to?
I guess
Michigan
people,
State?
The ones that are having online classes. Yeah, it's all the push.
To have in-class.
It's really all a push to get... football going in the Big Ten.
Well, I have to tell you.
I'm serious, in the battleground states.
Your mom goes to college.
Which politically is a smart thing to do.
I don't think it's the small in classes that are causing problem. It's the fact that they're 18 to 22 years old and they're going to party. Mm. And you really think that those classes are where they're getting all these cases?
No. And he was right, too, in imploring them, don't go home, because don't
but
just stay where you are.
If they're brought to campus, this stuff's going to happen. It's just going to. It's not because of the classes, though. It's sure. Because they're going to have parties, just like the guy who had COVID and has 20 friends over And I missed that because I had to run upstairs. Somebody's at the door. But what about this claim that everyone in the house had COVID? That all the guests had COVID? Isn't that what he was saying?
Yeah. But it turns out that's
not true.
Of course that's not true.
And yeah, I think he was trying to justify it by saying, oh, no, we all have COVID here.
I mean,
and we're on our own property.
That was, to me, what you would expect a 20-year-old trying to weasel. Yeah. He had all the answers.
Yes.
You expect a 20-year-old weasel to have.
He's not in trouble, is he?
Yeah, he's just
a fine.
Not just so a fine, it's $500, and the university is notified.
Yeah, the university, we don't know, but they. I doubt they'll look too kindly on it. I mean, they're kicking people out of school. So, Jussie Smollett was on a show that...
He was not on a show. He's on Instagram, an Instagram Live of some guys.
Well, that guy does a show
for...
The
actor that nobody ever heard of.
I know.
He does a show for BET, and his primary focus is injustice, which suggests that Jussie Smollett... And if you watch the thing, he is suggesting that there's some kind of a conspiracy.
Yeah, but he didn't really provide any information whatsoever.
Why would there be...
I took pure joy in reading all the comments about it.
Yeah, pull the comments out, because this guy, I cannot believe the narcissism, Jussie Smollett. I mean, he may be leading the country in narcissism. First of all, to pull this thing, to do this in the first place was outrageous. And it was not the first time that he has lied to the police. He did this before in 2007. He got a DUI, and he tried to claim he was his brother because he didn't have a driver's license. Mm-hmm. And they found out otherwise, and they ended up charging him, and he got a second charge for obstructing justice. So he has a little history of this sort of thing. And then to get – can you imagine faking a crime like that and having every single entertainment entity saying, oh, my God, Jussie Smollett, I'm so worried about Jussie Smollett. I mean, look at the names that were tweeting about him and tweeting their concern. And then the concert he had coming up. Oh, he's got a concert. Is he going to be able to play at his concert? What's he going to do? And his concert sells out right away, of course, because, oh, my God, it's the guy that got attacked by the MAGA people. I got to buy a ticket. And he shows up at the concert with all these security guards. You know, like he yeah. I can't imagine. First of all, I can't imagine doing what he did, but then. Doing what he did and then going, yeah, I'm going to need extra security for this concert. People are really after me now.
He got taken out by MAGA country. No, I said, what the hell was that?
It's all fake.
What a fucking phony. And to hear him go on this show about he was calling the prosecutors and the police these frat boy types. You know, they just want to win. They don't care if it's the truth. Well, there was no reason. I mean, he implies that there's some reason they were out to get him. No, they were desperately trying to find the person that did this. He had all the support in the world behind him. I mean, I really, really have a hard time believing anything went wrong there. And if he had, when they dropped the charges, because the funny thing to me is that he's saying, God, they just won't let this go. It's like, yeah, your buddy, Kim Fox, did let it go. She let it go. She didn't charge him. And if he had apologized then, I think he would be closer if he can ever really move on. Maybe it could have happened, but now I don't. Now he's OJ to me.
He didn't murder anyone, but yeah.
No, he's just a big fat liar who will never admit that he's lying. But he's not lying about murder. That's the thing. Why is he clinging to this?
I know. I saw him, though. I watched the movie. Boy, I'm hard up for movies these days. Oh, but it was good. Marshall? Is there a good Marshall movie?
Really?
Watch that? Oh, you are hard up for movies.
What?
No, because it had, God.
The guy that just died, right? Wasn't Black Panther in it?
T'Challa. Uh-huh.
T'Challa.
Chadwick Boseman. Yeah.
Trudy, this is the most I've questioned your movie choices since the...
No.
Wait, Multiplicity.
I understand that. And it was okay. I was just, you know, like looking at some of his body of work.
Hot.
And it was all right. It was an okay biography. And everybody was like, oh, his biographies are so great. So,
all right. Rotten Tomatoes, Multiplicity, Drew, go.
Ooh, Multiplicity. I'm going to say critics 41.
What?
What is it?
How do you do this?
I don't know.
43.
Jeez.
Audience?
73.
49.
Ooh, really?
It was damn it. Just... I gave Trudy too much credit.
It was universally hated.
How about Thurgood?
I don't even want to. I don't want to tack that yet. I have to think about it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh no, Thurgood. Well, let's see. And it's got that guy in it that died.
Is this Thurgood from like 2011?
Yeah.
It's called Marshall.
Marshall.
Oh, Marshall.
Right.
I'm going to say critics will give it an 86.
Yes, of course they will.
Hang on, it's loading up. 81. Audience. Okay.
Wow.
Audience will go. Oh, it's got to be boring.
Maybe because Chadwick Boseman is in it, so you have to give it that credit.
But they didn't know that he died until just recently. I mean, if they had known he was going to die, it'd
don't
be
they ever
99.
Change it?
Oh, I bet you they've changed it. I bet you the audience has watched it more after he died.
Okay, I'll say 94.
84. I'm sorry.
84? Okay.
Anyway, Smollett was in it. He played Langston Hughes for like a minute.
Jussie,
yes. He was very smug.
Oh, God. He is such a smug son of a
smug
bitch.
Smug everywhere he goes.
Isn't he the most unlikable? I mean, he is just horrific. I don't know how he got where he got.
In Mighty Ducks. He was like, seriously, he was like one of the worst players on the team.
I think that's why he fights so hard to stay in the limelight in the Chicago thing.
I was still shocked to see how old he was when all that went down.
Oh, yeah. He's got to be 40 by now or close to 40. Not that that's that old, but...
Well, in the world of acting, is he's 38.
Well,
I would have thought he was like 24.
I mean, having read way too much about him now, what he really wanted, though, was a singing career.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't help but wonder, was this partially to get people worked up about his concert that suddenly sold out? And then it's like, I've got Bruce Dribbs, but I think I can sing. So he does this...
Anything, you should have got a sponsorship deal with Subway sandwiches.
If they just found the people.
Remember that video where he held on to the sandwich the whole time?
Oh, yeah. And he's got the noose around his neck, which people, I mean, black people did not believe him. A lot of black people. A lot of people did. But and then that hard-hitting interview with Robin Roberts where he said, I got some good shots in.
When's part two coming?
Yeah, part one? You mean part one?
Wouldn't everyone watch part two if they would put it out there?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be a blast to watch that. I mean, honestly, if they did a best of GMA, I would think the whole Jesse Smollett interview would be awesome to watch.
Hey, by the way, why isn't she back at work? Why can't she Robin social distance?
Yeah. She
She's at home. Well, is she compromised because of her health issues?
She had cancer.
Well,
I don't know if that means.
Nice picking on a cancer patient.
Yeah, jeez.
You're watching Marshall picking on Robin Roberts today.
I'm all over the road. But
GMA did have a good interview today with the former lieutenant governor of Florida, the guy who got crazy with that gay dude.
Yeah, I wanted to see that because the interview's got to be totally fake, right? I mean, this is another, here's what I'm going to tell you happened and something else entirely happened. I mean, he's hanging out with gay prostitutes doing meth and drinking. I don't even know that the drinking was a part of it. He was just a meth head.
Yeah.
But for a guy that wants to run for higher office, he's got to say, I have an alcohol problem, and the gay people just happen to be around me, and the prostitutes has nothing to do with that. It's just when you're really wasted, sometimes you end up around gay prostitutes.
Yeah.
Did they even ask him about that?
Oh, yeah. Tamron Hall.
Okay, should we watch it?
Which wasn't Tamron Hall on NBC?
Yeah.
What's she on, though?
She's on GMA now.
She's good. I like Tamron Hall.
She's really good, man.
She's on ID Channel, too. She's got a show on there.
That's why you like her.
Well, that's part of it. Prince liked her. She was tight with Prince.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She was like the front and center at his death.
On the ID Channel, I'm trying to think of Paul Azan. Is the other celebrity journalist they have there. Paula Zahn totally phones it in. Yeah. She always is, I don't even think she does the interviews. I think they just tape her asking the questions and looking, upset and concerned. Tamron Hall goes to the towns where these things occur, and she interviews people on site.
Yeah.
And the difference is immense. Real. And I don't know, Paula Zahn, maybe she's phoning in.
Paula Zahn was, I thought, a poor man's Jane Pauley.
Yeah, she never quite had it, did she? She's really pretty.
Yeah, she's fine. But
I always thought Jane Pauley, though, was so likable. And it was kind of weird how she just got drummed out by that terrible Deborah Norville, that young, job-stealing Deborah Norville. And that didn't work out.
That didn't
work out so well, did it? Why did they get rid of Jane Pauley? How could you fire Jane Pauley? What was up with Bryant? Was that with Bryant? Gumbel's? Is that the Gumbel days?
I think so.
Yeah. What did happen there? What blew up there?
I don't know. Well, Deborah Norville was the young babe.
Oh,
you know, kind of like
right,
Ann Curry was the old hag.
I saw a headline. And this is a headline 2 days ago. Ann Curry still doesn't know why she was fired from the Today Show. I'm sitting there going, you fucking clueless lady. Lauer hated you.
And the ratings were going down, too.
Yeah.
It was not it wasn't as good a show.
She was too uptight.
She was awful.
She was terrible.
But she knew Angelina Jolie, and she got all those interviews.
Oh, man. She's a journalist. Right, who replaced Ann Curry? I can't even remember.
Ann Curry, isn't it Guthrie? Or was she already there then?
Savannah? Oh, maybe it was. Yeah, let me do this first. Zot Ford's giant summer sales event is winding down, and the 8 new Ford models they had below $200. Well, there might be a couple of those left. But if there aren't, how about the 2020 Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, Escapes, Edges, Explorers, F-150s, all new Rangers, all under $200 a month? You got to set your ass in Zot Ford and Holly in the next couple days. By the way, these are not watered down, bust out rides. Zot Ford selection is full of fat, loaded whips, and lots of all-wheel drive and 4x4 options. So you know the routine. Go to Zot Ford and Holly. Tell the hottest sales staff in Oakland County that all of us or any of us have sent you. Let the shower of low prices. Don't get hit in the head by the shower of low prices. You may be ducking. Just look up and be careful about the shower of low prices. And then the tsunami of excellent service, too. You got to watch out for that. So check out dealsinthed.com in the meantime. And never forget about Dr. Yaldo, who's back at the Yaldo Eye Center, offering $1,500 off. And if you get someone else in there, you'll get an additional half off your surgery. I mean, you can make money on Dr. Yaldo if you get enough people in there. Get a free evaluation. Call 800-398-EYES. As so many people are choosing this as a time to do stuff with Dr. Roche or Dr. Yaldo, both, because you've got time to recover at home. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And look into that. And there's either LASIK, the most precise in the world, allows you to throw your contacts and glasses away, and you can make the money back over time. For those over 45, multifocal lens replacement will have you seeing small print and everything else for as long as you live. Call 800-398-EYES to set up something with Dr. Yaldo, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And the Hall Financial hotline, do we have anything scheduled?
Oh, yeah, there might
be. Chuck Norris, you want to call Chuck Norris?
What, Chuck Norris? What happened? Do we have his number?
Great story with Chuck Norris.
Do we have Chuck's number?
I found a number, and I think it's his, based on calling it.
Okay, what's... Based on calling it?
Yeah, I called it.
Mm-hmm. You talk to Chuck?
No, but I think it's his number. I'm not just saying it.
What percentage?
100.
Brandon, what percentage do you want to say this is?
Well, I did listen to him call, and so I'm going to put it at a 68%.
68?
Wow.
What? Nice support. Jeez.
68? That's
100. Yeah. Trudy, what'd you put
positive,
it at?
I'll put it at 100.
Yes! Too.
I'm putting it at 6.
Because of the research you did, the name and
the
everything. Yeah.
Exactly, because that's
well,
not his real
thing.
Name.
I know your research Chuck is Norris. Correct, but I just don't know if it's going to be, if it's an old number. It definitely was.
Somebody like Chuck Norris would hang on to that old number, I think. It's a Chuck Norris thing.
It's only a 2 year or 3 year old number.
Pretty good.
The other number we can try, and I haven't tried any of these, is the town moderator in Exeter, New Hampshire, who said to the lady, "You can't wear a political shirt in here while you're voting," because they had primaries. And so she took it off and voted topless.
Yeah. I didn't find a name. Did you see a name?
There's no name for her. But don't we really want to know how good that rack looks? So it's really it's this guy's decision, which I wonder if he's going to be empowered now come November. He's like, I think that shirt's political. He's just going to be, that shirt's political too. He's just going to have women taking their shirts off while they vote.
Have we seen the lady who took her shirt off?
No, that's what I was just saying. They don't even name her. The only person that is in the story is the guy that made her take her shirt off.
And shut up and show your breath.
Suddenly you're just going to demand everybody vote topless.
Okay, well, I want to see this. Is it Andrew Gillum? Is that his name?
Yes.
He ran for governor in Florida. He barely lost. And the next thing you know, he's drunk off his ass, and there's a gay prostitute that's dead, and there's another gay prostitute that's partying with him, right? Or was before?
Yeah. Yeah, a porn star performer, I think. But once again, GMA, I give him a lot of shit. They did a really good job with the prepackage before the interview where they show all the niceties of him, like smiling next to Biden and his wife. And then they immediately cut to the photographs from the police department of that room of skanky drugs.
It just seemed awfully gay and awfully methy.
A lot of drugs, man.
And meth and gay go together.
Tender.
I mean, don't gay people love doing meth and have what?
Do they?
I don't know.
Who do we have?
I've seen multiple interventions with gay people who are into meth, and they were like really into sex.
Wait, so what comes first, the meth or the gay?
Well, the gay comes first.
No, the meth comes first, and it makes you gay.
Maybe it makes the gay come out of you.
We should ask.
I don't know.
And onto someone else's.
Hopefully, some gay people will check in and set me straight if I'm wrong.
Or meth users.
I don't think I made that up.
I didn't know meth was a gay drug.
Are we on Facebook, by the way?
Oh, we have been. Yeah, I thought it was anal nitrate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's if you really want to have a crazy session of gayness.
I don't know why. Why?
Who doesn't want to have a
somebody explain that to me like I'm fine.
I think meth is if you want to have sex for days.
I just figure they're all crazy sessions.
They probably are. You need if it's two guys, it's got to be great.
It's tons of debauchery, right? I just don't see two guys engaged in lovemaking. Now, I know it happens, but I really probably think it's just two guys just getting off. Not a love affair.
No, it is. You both get your rocks off.
Unraveling. In the early hours of March 13th, police found...
Look at all those pills everywhere. Those pills that they left behind.
That pill bottle was overstuffed. There's so many pills on the floor, there's more than could fit in the bottle.
Pills before pills. Isn't that what Al said, Intervention Al? Was that his big tagline, pills
before... That's right. Yes.
I'm not going to be Rain Man, but judging there, that's at least 60 pills. I don't know what kind.
Inebriated in this Miami Beach hotel room with two other
pill bottles.
A photo of Gillum in a cup.
Oh! Wait,
what is that photo? Is that?
Yeah.
What is that, Mark?
Well, it's a towel by the door, and it looks like there's feces all over it.
It does look like feces.
Why did they include that picture?
Because it has feces in it.
Compromising position was leaked for the world to see. Gillum denied ever taking methamphetamines, but checked into a rehab facility for treatment of alcoholism and depression. Now, 6 months later,
but he's with gay guys doing meth. Alcohol and depression? That seems
no. I know that was his cover. He wasn't going to go in for meth.
I mean, you got to be sympathetic about drinking and depression. And why can't you be sympathetic about meth and gay prostitutes?
Well, I think you're a little more open-minded than most people.
Okay.
If he went to rehab for for meth, then I guess being gay.
For excessive gay activity?
It doesn't bother me.
I'm sure you can be a sex addict and be gay and be doing meth.
Once again, I assume they all were. I'm just kidding.
That's guys. It's guys.
That's what I'm basing it on.
You're talking about guys here.
His first television appearance, sitting down in an exclusive interview with Tamron Hall, talking about the night that changed his life.
What do you want people to know about the purpose, your intention, when you went to that room?
How do you answer that question? That's a tough question.
That's really hard, since obviously meth and gayness is the number one thing.
It's obvious. It's the answer, but yeah. How do you spin that?
I think he's just got to say his life was so out of control that he can't even put himself in that mindset anymore.
Wow, you're good at that.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty intention. Pretty impressive.
When you went to that room,
I would say the reason why I went to that room is probably no different than how anybody might. Communicate with someone that they are in a friendship relationship, whatever, with.
The answer's so off the charts. It's good.
I understand very well what people assume about that. When that photo came out, I didn't recognize the person.
That's his way of saying, yeah, it's for gayness and meth. That's why I went to that room. But he says...
Right. And I don't know what he said.
He said, it was a friend of mine.
Was he in a picture? I didn't see him in a picture.
No, but he overdosed and he was passed out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's pretty well documented.
So they show it to him only?
That's
bullshit.
I understand very well.
Got very bad cotton mouth.
Yeah. About that. When that photo came out, I didn't recognize the person on the floor. That was not anything.
Well, you weren't that
more
wasted.
Than a person being at their most vulnerable state, unconscious. Having given no consent, and someone decided to use a moment where I was literally lying in my own vomit.
I think consent to take the photo.
Didn't the police take it?
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. I never saw the... Brandon, will you look online to see if we can find a photo of him?
Isn't he
okay.
I just remember all the drugs.
That definitely is the photo.
Doesn't the business of consent kind of disappear when you're so wasted that you're throwing up on yourself?
But is he trying to say, though, that whoever, he was passed out and somebody, boo-hooed him?
Yeah, that was kind of, I don't know what he was saying.
Was that it?
He should have claimed that.
Did they test him for semen?
I don't know.
It's crazy. Oh, where's the picture?
On the right, all the way to the right there.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, I've been trying to find it.
I've never have seen that photo.
Wait. Oh, that one? Oh, wow. Ooh, gross. Well, at least it's not feces. It came out of his mouth.
He's lucky he's alive.
It's kind of the color of feces.
Well, maybe, unless he flipped around perfectly. Maybe they spun him around because he was so out of it and put his mouth next to his feces.
Wow. To wake him up, like a smelling salt?
Could be.
Oh, that's
that sucks.
I think that might make you throw up. Although it's your own.
Wouldn't the police have taken that picture? I mean, if the police came on that scene, you would certainly want to get that picture because it says a lot.
Wait,
the guy says, "Oh, you're just going after me because I'm a black guy that ran for governor."
Is the first?
What about this picture, dude?
Is the first thing they do take the picture of him, or do they try to revive him? I mean, he wasn't dead.
Take the picture.
I take the picture first.
No, but is that what they're? I'm serious. Is that what EMTs are supposed to do? Or are they supposed to?
No, I'm sure they're supposed to probably work on it first.
Yeah, so I assume one of those two guys took the picture.
Who's the guy in a little speedo behind him?
That's the guy that died.
That's the guy that was in the room, too?
That's the gay porn star. Now, remember,
was he in the Speedo when he was in the room?
No, he did not have the Speedo on.
Okay.
But remember, the third guy was like, "They just used my name to rent the room." Remember that third guy?
Yeah.
Which I kind of believe him, but wow, nice luck.
This is quite a thing to rally out of, I would say.
So far, so good.
And someone decided to use a moment where I was literally lying in my own vomit.
And when you first saw it, I don't know how you're still standing. I don't know how.
I'd be so embarrassed I'd never show my face again.
I'm still here. By the grace of God, so much of my recovery has been about trying to get over shame. Shame is
God's
not
like,
that I did
don't
this.
Drag me into this.
Okay, so that's a good answer because now we have to feel sorry for him because he feels shame.
Well, I would feel sorry for him.
At least somebody feels shame.
At the end of the story?
Well, they're teasing because Tamron Hall has her own show or whatever. I would feel...
When's her show? I want to see this.
Here, Andrew Gillum talking about his recovery there. What does he
Maybe
say
happened test him
in
for
that
semen.
Room?
I mean, he goes into limited details about the event because there was someone else in the room, but he does, George, open up very candidly about what he says was a spiral of his life after he lost that gubernatorial race.
Oh,
the
come
impact
on.
That he had.
What a sore loser.
His wife, RJ, will join us as well. He's a father of three. He doesn't skirt around it.
Sucks.
As you know, you've done these types of interviews. It's uncomfortable to have someone with their loved one present tell the sordid details of what went on, but he goes there. We go there. There were no rules
what,
to this.
Three-way with those
it
two
was more
dudes?
About a raw, real interview that he provided, and I think it will be one of the most compelling things that.
Just tells when your show is, Tamron.
What's the future hold for him at this point?
Nothing. Just.
That's the question. And will voters hear his explanation?
He's not running for anything.
I'm not sure if he wants to re-enter the political world. But
yes,
you know,
he does. He wouldn't have done the interview.
TV, people get addicted to it for various reasons. And I do believe he wants to, in some way, have his voice heard. You know, he was the youngest elected official African-American
whatever.
In Florida's history.
When's the show?
Show on!
An elected official.
This part of the interview is longer than the clip they showed.
Jesus.
From grace certainly counters that. I think his wife
wrap it up.
Has
fall
been
from
a great protector and supporter.
That term
and
is so overused.
About their relationship and his rise to political fame.
Leave something for your show, which is when.
That in my 30 years of being a journalist, I've not heard from a political
making about her now.
So
maybe she'll plug her show.
It's about
wrap it up,
season two premiere of a huge.
Hey, we need to wrap it up, wrap it up.
Here's a picture of me with the picture of him on the floor, passed out with feces coming out of his mouth.
Your life, not defending your life.
I'm sorry, guys. We're going to need to wrap it up.
Us on this show. Let's talk about it.
Wow, it sounds really compelling, as you said. Tamron, thanks very much. Good luck.
That's a drop, Brandon.
Don't plug the show or anything.
Harry, that sounds great.
So we're celebrating that Naomi Campbell is coming by, Sam.
When?
Jackson, Chris Evans.
When?
You
sounds
can
like a great one.
As well. Just bring the whole gang. I'll be 50, so it's a blowout party.
Okay. Congratulations. Thank you, Tamron. Second season of Tamron Hall premieres on Monday, September 14th. Check your local listings, and we'll be right back.
September 14th?
Check your local
time
listings.
To keep track of that.
We got Brandon, I'm going to write a note down to you. That's George Stephanopoulos drop. So insincere.
By the way, before
sounds like a great one.
right up there with that.
Before we call Chuck Norris, Or make that 6% call to Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
No, you gotta at least average out the percentages.
Wants you to know that mortgage rates are at a new all-time low. That's why so many people are refinancing right now. I just got a nice letter from somebody today, an email rather. Delighted with all the money he's saving. I sent it on to David Hall, who emailed back, boom! Low rates mean value. If you're on the market for that new home, remember Hall Financial Services is the fastest in the business. Get your mortgage in half the time of their competitors. Virtual appraisals can be done without someone setting foot in your home. Make money by saving money. Live how you want. If you're paying over 4% or even over 3.5%, you really should call 248-308-5000 or go to DavidHallMortgage.com. NMLS number 1467435. Trudy, you want to talk about Dr. Roche?
Yeah, because they are contouring bodies. You know how you can contour a model if you're modeling clay in art class or something like that? Well, that's exactly what Dr. Roche has studied. He has studied film editors who've learned about body contouring, and now he's applied it to evolve the body contouring multi-facet situation where it's non-intrusive, and you can trim, you can tone, you can tighten things. Makes cellulite less obvious. It kind of smooths that out and breaks it down. And they also have, their special, by the way, is $2,500 for September. It's usually $5,300 for 12 treatments. the autumn augmentation special, $3,500 for saline implants. They've got BBL that's back because we're not getting as much sun, so it's a good time to get rid of and correct some of the skin anomalies that you have in the fine lines. And, of course, Diva Vaginal Therapy, one treatment, $1,500, and usually $1,500 on special for $1,200, and a free G-Shot. Plus, their CBD products, which are great for everyday use. In fact, they make it better. Non-GMO, made in the USA, 50% off. And if you want to find out what's what and what helps you with whatever problem you're dealing with, you can go to DRROCHE.com and take a look at it online. And then contact them for a teleconsultation at 248-338-1110. So that's Dr. Roche. Put your best face and body forward, Dr. Gregory Roche. Shaw.
All right. So there is a song or a story here about Chuck Norris. We didn't even talk about the story, did we?
No.
Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris? He doesn't compete anymore, kid. And one of the reasons, one of the main reasons he doesn't is me.
Okay, let's
He doesn't compete because I would kick his ass.
Let's go, son. Come on.
Kick his ass.
Joe Piscopo could kick Chuck Norris's ass.
What great movie was that from?
Come on. Sidekicks? Hello.
Should we look up the thermometer on that?
Oh.
Jonathan Brandis?
Who?
Who's Jonathan Brandis?
Isn't that the name of the kid? He was a famous child actor.
I don't know.
Who unfortunately committed suicide in 2003.
Really?
I love how you knew that off the top of your head. Movies.
Did you know that off the top of your head?
Dude, The Neverending Story, Part 2.
I know The Neverending
Story. One Life to Live.
Joey. Yeah.
Sequest. We're talking Jonathan Brandis here.
Oh, boy.
Sidekicks. The audience gave it 48%, so that's pretty good. Drew's not here to guess. But the critics gave it a 10%, so.
Oof.
Sounds like it's right up there at the Sandlot.
Weren't there a series of Chuck Norris jokes, too? I forget how that went.
Oh, yeah.
Fucker. Hey, all right, it's no Sandlot, but you don't have to start riffing on every movie of the 90s.
Drew, do you remember the movie Sidekicks?
Who's in Sidekicks?
Chuck Norris and
Jonathan Brandis.
No, if he hasn't seen Matrix, he hasn't seen a bomb-ass movie like Sidekicks.
No, I haven't seen that.
Here's a breakdown from Rotten Tomatoes. In this actioner... A young boy dreams of being in a film with his high-kicking hero, Chuck Norris, as the star battles a muscular villain, played by Joe Piscopo.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, ridiculous. Listen.
Brandon Bo Bridges is in this movie. That's how good it is. Bo frickin' Bridges. And so is Danica McKellar, who's pretty hot.
Jeff wasn't
and
available.
Played What's Her Butt from that one show.
Winnie Pooper.
Is that why Piscopo got ripped?
Probably for that movie. That is weird how he
got that was so weird. It took him off the charts. It was like, you're too ripped. You were just so stuck on yourself. You're not that. You were funny, but this isn't funny at all.
When we were in high school, we went to spring. I think we were freshmen. We were in spring break down in Hilton Head. And Ramsey, you know Ramsey, right?
Sure.
Swore that he saw Joe Piscopo walking down the road. That it was Joe Piscopo. You're talking 1992. Joe Piscopo walking down the road in Hilton Head. So what did we do? We got in the car. Actually, we could have been freshmen. We must have been sophomores. We got in the car. Yeah, they would have been freshmen. We got in the car to go look for Joe Piscopo walking. So now I finally know, knowing Ramsey, he's probably just full of shit. But what a weird guy to make up that you saw on the side of the road.
It's pretty
random.
Look
at this picture here. Look how ripped
pretty
he is.
Random.
Jesus.
Yeah, see?
Wouldn't it's ridiculous. He looks
ridiculous.
I
recommend you guys watch Sidekicks. Especially if you have a child who has asthma, it'll really, really teach them. Like I did growing up, I had asthma. Yet
like Takashi, he had asthma so bad they had to take him out of prison.
But Barry Weary and teamed up with Chuck Norris to defeat the Stone Dojo. So check it out.
Sidekicks would have been around the time he was walking down the street in Hilton Head, by the way.
All right, well let's get that 6% phone call out of the way so we can find out that all this conjecture is unnecessary.
Well, but the story is fantastic. Do you know the story? Of why we're calling Chuck Norris?
Why are we calling him? This is going to create more conjecture for the non-call. But go ahead.
He and his wife are suing a company, Biomolecular Solutions and Biogenics, because they're using Chuck Norris to promote something called Provitra, which is a boner pill. And they found out about it because Gina discovered in June when she was online, she saw an ad with a headline that says, "A tragic end today for Chuck Norris."
So his wife sees this, clicks on it, and it's a boner pill, which implies that Chuck Norris is not the tough guy he...
Wow, that's interesting clickbait.
In the ad, when she clicked on it, said, "Big Pharma in outrage over Norris's new ED product. Chuck kicks back with this." And there's a photo of him and his wife and assertions throughout that said he revealed his new erectile dysfunction cure on the Dr. Phil show. So it's all about Chuck not being rock.
Was he ever on Dr. Phil talking about...
No, it's a lie. It's just a total scam.
This is all over TMZ today.
Oh, boy.
It's a big story.
Well, this is another reason why he would not answer the phone, even if it was higher than 6%.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
Quiet depth.
Remember how nice he was when he came in?
Yeah.
He was so nice. And our billboard fell down. Our WRF banner fell down behind him, and he actually put it back up.
Oh, my God.
No, that's a very nice star.
Wow. Maybe he remembers.
I doubt it. He was very short, too. I was surprised by that. I towered over him. When you trade all that muscle for my 5 inches.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9-7.
Oh, come on.
Norris.
I'll leave him a message.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, if that's you, we're just calling from our show in Detroit. Hoping you had a couple minutes. Huge fans. In fact, you came in studio quite a while ago, which I'm sure you don't remember. But anyway, all the best to you. Big fans.
See ya.
Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Wow.
Now it's called Joe Piscopo.
I don't have his number.
Well, that's a shame.
Whack on, after me.
So, is everybody all geek for the NFL? I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, 16,000 fans in person tonight, baby.
That's going to be weird, I think.
They're going to cheer five times as loud, according to the reporter today.
Oh, is that so?
I'm trying to think. There was something else they said about it that just seemed really ridiculous.
Well, they got rid of Hank Williams. That's for Monday Night Football, but they announced that they're doing all these different things.
Why did they get rid of Chuck? Is because he's white?
Hank?
Yeah.
Because
Little Richard's song is replacing his. And I love Little Richard, so I never liked the Hank Williams song.
Yeah.
Wait.
And I love
Monday Night Football song?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they still used him.
I thought they brought him back. Yeah, they brought him back. Because they did fire him in, 2012 when he popped off on something?
Okay.
Right. Wasn't it Obama? That was him, wasn't it? Didn't he have some sort of...
I don't know. Did he just die?
Hank Williams Jr.?
Did he rip Obama? You can't do the Monday Night Football song if you don't like Obama.
Okay, he didn't die. He's 71, and I can't remember in like 2012 why he got kicked off of Monday Night Football.
There was something stupid.
Hank,
if I remember
Williams
correctly.
Jr. compares President Obama to Hitler.
He really he really resonates with young people, so I'm surprised they got rid of him.
He's a country guy. Kid Rock loves him.
I could care less who does.
I just think people are used to the song. I mean, when you, as dumb as it is, when you ram something into people's heads for 30 years, they get used to it. That's a new song. I don't know if I like it. Where's the old song?
How long has Underwear been doing it? Carrie Underwood. How long has she...
Why was she doing it, by the way?
I don't know. She does Sunday. I don't know what they use for Monday night.
They decided they had to have women do it last year, and they have Underwood do it, and then they spliced Joan Jett in for 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
She's the actual real musician of the group. Well, I don't know.
Did they take her off when her face became disfigured?
Yeah.
I think someone threw acid in her face or something, didn't they?
All right, so in October of 2011, they kicked
Hank out. She fell down the stairs.
Hank out because what he was doing is he was comparing John Boehner and Obama playing golf together. He compared it to Hitler playing with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Wow.
Who even understood that?
He was an international political scholar.
Yeah, so they kicked him out. And I think it was just for a few years, but they let him back in. But now he's gone.
Little Richard's Rip It Up is going to be used now. So, and, of course, they're going to have End Racism in one end zone. And was it All of Us Are In It or something in the other? Wait, I wrote it down somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just like the NBA, messages. Except there's no Black Lives Matter on the field.
So there are a lot of people who won't watch now because of it?
I don't think football will be remotely affected. I think basketball, honestly, is one of those things that is... I'm trying to think, like, with me and basketball, if the Pistons were really good, I'd be watching more basketball.
Oh, you missed another great one last night. Toronto and Boston.
Let's see. I know I wrote all this down. Because there are all kinds of changes. Because football is more than football.
Wait, here's this dude's report. Hang on. I thought there was another silly thing they were doing.
Stadium in Kansas City to watch. A stadium that normally seats 76,000. Nathan Vickers is a reporter with KCTV 5.
Arrowhead's going to have a reduced capacity this year, and even though there's only going to be 16,000 people in the stands, they say they're just going to cheer 5 times as loud.
Other safety precautions are being taken. Woo! All fans will be required to wear face masks at all times. Social distancing will be enforced.
No, it won't.
Concession stands are cashless. Food will be served in closed containers. On the field, though, it's a different story. Football is a full-body contact sport, so social distancing obviously isn't possible. Neither is wearing a mask. So in an effort to contain any potential spread of the virus, players and coaches will be tested every day. With widespread protests over racial injustice across America,
don't worry about anybody else.
All eyes will be on how the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans will respond. Put your money on many of the players taking a knee during the national anthem.
Are they going to show it?
Following the path blazed 4 years ago by Colin Kaepernick.
I'm so glad they're bringing that back.
Everything. One survey claims 56% of Americans say it is appropriate for athletes to kneel. The NFL announced the phrase.
Oh, that's what you just said. There's something else I was looking for. That's not.
Are they going to sell beer?
End racism. Oh, it takes all of us is in the other end zone. And players wearing patches and helmet stickers with names of victims of police brutality.
Okay.
That's been so popular in the NBA that they're going to use it in the NFL also. And Lift Every Voice and Sing, played before every game. That is the Black National Anthem.
Oh, that's right.
It'll be followed by the White National Anthem.
What if you kneel during them?
The what?
Which is the National Anthem.
White National
Anthem. Can I ask you something? Why is something the Black National Anthem, and then obviously the other one seems like it's the White National Anthem. When you say you're playing the Black National Anthem first, it's kind of like playing Canada and you and...
Yeah.
Spangled Banner?
Like at a hockey game.
I said that.
Is there an Asian national anthem? Or Hispanic national anthem?
They just jump in on the white one. I don't know. It just seems weird. Cause if Lift Every Voice and Sing is better than a national anthem. By the way, I think the national anthem, I'm shocked that just by the fact that the writer held slaves, correct? Owned slaves? Francis Scott Key?
No, he didn't own. I didn't think he owned slaves, but isn't the second or I don't know, he might have, but isn't the second or third verse have a bunch of references to slaves?
Well, there's something that is
bad. Slavery into a national anthem.
Yeah, there's something about the national anthem is pro slavery, and so I'm stunned. I said this about 10 years ago. It's like that is not going to remain the national anthem because of that reason alone. So if Lift Every Voice and Sing is, I mean, shouldn't it be the national anthem if it's. I mean, we really. Doesn't it seem silly to play two songs?
We're just so divided. Nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Is there any one thing this country can agree on?
No.
Any one thing? I mean, is there anything? I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance at school, the dress code at school. I mean, there's nothing. Nothing that we can all just go along with, is there?
He did.
And I'm not blaming anyone here. I'm just saying there's nothing everyone can just do and go, well, it's just something we all do.
He did own seven slaves.
Okay, that's what I thought. And I'm serious. I truly believe that there's something a little hinky at a minimum about having a national anthem by seriously, a person who held slaves.
How long, seriously, until someone does a deep dive on J. Rosamond Johnson and James Weldon Johnson, who wrote Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Black National Anthem? They're gonna do a deep dive on them, and they're going to find something horrendous.
Okay,
first of all, pull that one, too.
Who are they? Are they white guys?
No, they're not.
Okay, then it'll be okay. We'll just let it go.
Yeah, what did they do, Brandon?
I mean, can we just not agree on one song that everybody stands for? Maybe it's not the national anthem. Maybe the national anthem is a bad idea. I mean, seriously, holding slaves, isn't that...
That's pretty bad.
That's not good.
No. But it was pre-Civil War.
Shouldn't there be one song we can all fucking agree on? Can there be
Funky
thing
Town.
We all
Let's just make
agree
it Funky
on?
Town.
Funky Town's fine. That's a popular song.
I just never liked the song that went along with the poem. I don't know.
What was the Idiocracy national anthem? Do you remember?
Oh, that's a good one.
That was there? You should just go with that.
Did Idiocracy have a national anthem?
They had a big sporting event, you know?
I mean, we're clearly below Idiocracy. We have nowhere to go but up from here.
Exactly. And, President Camacho got up with his assault weapon.
President Camacho is so funny in that movie.
The best.
Let me see. Is this it? This might be it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of America!
It's a great entrance.
Look at him jamming.
This is probably the best State of the Union speech.
You know what I like about the song? There's no words to it, so you can't complain about any of the words.
I think that's more like Hail to the Chief, because this is just his State of the Union.
Shit.
I forgot it's on the teleprompter.
All that starving bullshit and the dust storms, and we running out of French fries and burrito covers.
Yeah.
But I got a solution.
That's what you said last time, dipshit.
I got a solution. You're a dick.
South Carolina, what's up?
It's kind of like today, isn't it?
Oh, I need to watch this again. Hoo-ah.
That's what I thought. Now, I understand everyone shit's emotional right now, but listen up. I got a 3-point plan to fix everything.
Break it down,
Number one, we got this guy not sure. Number two, he's got a higher IQ than any man alive.
I love his face on the big screen.
Number three, he's gonna fix everything. I give you my word as president. He'll fix the problems with all the dead crops. He's going to make them grow again. And that ain't all. I give you my word. He's going to fix the dust storms too. And I give you my word. He's going to fix it.
I can get behind this guy.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
Is that his full name?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so cool. There was some entertainment news today. And, you know, Brandon, you said the story about Halle Berry.
No way.
Yeah.
That her Oscar has now turned into heartbreak.
She's very upset. I think she's just mad. Because there hasn't been a follow-up. There hasn't been a follow-up African-American woman who's won Best Picture.
And she mentioned Cynthia Erivo in Harriet? And I was like, what?
Harriet, the Harriet Tubman one. Cynthia Erivo was in, God, what was she in recently?
Okay, who won that year?
I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody pays attention to it.
Okay, were you guys upset when Ruth Negga didn't win for Loving?
Oh, no, but she's fucking great in Priest. Is that what it's called? The Priest show?
The Seth Rogen thing?
Yeah.
Why do I feel produces? Like I'm on another planet now? I don't know any of these
You don't
things.
Watch cool shows.
I guess not. I didn't see Harriet. Was Harriet good?
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm really curious about your viewing habits, Trudy. Harriet Tubman? I've got it. If you were about this new movie about Harriet Tubman, oh my God!
So Cynthia,
it's been a very long drought of movies. Sorry,
Tubbers!
What was she in, Brandon? She's in something Cynthia, that we watched.
Oh, aside from Harriet?
Yeah, well, I've never seen Harriet, but didn't we? There's what else is
yeah,
she in?
Yeah, she is.
I've seen Ruth Negga and stuff. I just didn't know her name.
She's great. She's also Irish.
I'm not talking about Ruth Negga. I'm talking about Cynthia Erivo, who played in Harriet. She lost out to Renee Zellweger in Judy.
Oh, really? Oh.
Wait, Zellweger was great.
What was Zellweger? What? Oh, Judy. Oh, she
who
was great.
Is Renee Zellweger?
She was really good, but I don't, you know, maybe Erivo was better. I didn't see Harriet. Only Trudy can answer that question.
This is going to drive me nuts.
Historical movie.
How about, let's see, Ruth Negga.
Oh, The Outsider.
The Outsider, yeah, that's right. Yeah. She was like the mystic one brought in. She was fantastic.
Yeah,
she was
very
she's also British, by the way. Bloop.
Okay, Loving was 2016. Oh, that's about a black woman Virginia. Who married a white guy, and it was illegal in the state of Virginia.
Their name was Loving, right? Wasn't that their real name?
I guess so.
Yeah, I think that was.
Okay, so who won the Oscar?
He loved me.
Adele Bazin.
Actress. Oh, God, I misspelled it. The best actress. Screece. Actress. Damn it.
Wait.
Actress in 2016.
Didn't.
Brie Larson.
Oh, for
which
Room?
Which movie? Oh, Room.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
I declare all these to be boring.
It's hot, though, but boring.
So anyway, Halle Berry is all broken up over that. And she thought her award was bigger than it's proven to be. She's angry because the win that she thought was bigger, she thought it was not only a win for her, it was a win for everyone. And it was just so huge. And now it's been reduced to just her Oscar for 2002.
Small correction. Emma Stone beat Ruth Negga in 2016. Brie Larson won in 2015. Wow. Bloop.
Oh, nice job, phone.
I had the same thing you did when I Googled it.
I said, who won Best Actress in 2016? Who comes up? Brie Larson, look.
Yeah, I know. In 2016, for the year 2015. But Ruth Negga was 2016.
Okay. All right, well.
It was,
thanks for correcting me.
I haven't seen Loving, but Emma Stone wasn't anything special in La La Land.
I've never seen La La Land.
It's
on the record.
Meh.
The only thing I could think of when I was reading this was, well, first of all, they talked about Halle Berry having 3 bruised ribs from shooting John Wick, Chapter 3.
Right.
Which I thought was really...
Bruised? No, broken, she said. Broken.
Oh, broken. But that seemed like the point was to promote John Wick, Chapter 3.
Yeah.
But anyway, she did get in there how horrified she is that her Oscar's been reduced to just her Oscar. And it made me want to listen back to her speech because she did seem like she thought it was very, very important when she won.
Yeah.
I wonder what her speech would be like if she knew that it was only going to be her victory and not a victory for all women of color.
Oh, wow. That's a really good point.
I mean, because you listen to that speech, it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This was really awkward, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you make me feel good. This moment is so much bigger than me.
Wait, because you say
it
is?
Like a great one.
This moment is for Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, Diane Carroll. It's for the women that stand beside me.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Jada Pinkett, Angela Bassett,
Jada Pinkett.
Vivica Fox, and it's for every nameless, faceless woman of color.
Well, wait,
that
what?
Now has a chance because his door tonight has been opened.
I mean, I should have just appreciated this, but instead I felt awkward. Crowd loves it.
Thank you. I'm so
clapping
honored.
Everything.
I'm so honored. And I think the
well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebag.
Need to be the vessel, but which is blessing my flow. Thank
Who
you.
Ever calls
a themselves a vessel?
Vincenzo Renzione. He's been with me for 12 long years, and you fought.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You've loved me when I've been up, but more importantly, you've loved me when I've been down. You have been a manager, a friend, and the only father I've ever known. Really, and I love you very much.
No one cares about the whites.
Who's given me the strength to fight every single day to be who I want to be and give me the courage to dream that this
nobody asked the whites how they felt. Nobody cares what the whites have to say.
I love your mom so much. Thank you. My husband, who is just the joy of my life.
You're divorced from now, right?
Because didn't he hit her or something?
Yeah,
I think so.
Only crazy. With the peace that you've brought me have I been allowed to go to places that
she
I never even
this
knew
part.
I can go. Thank you. I love you in India. All my heart.
Huh? India's her kid.
I also have so many people that I know I need to thank. My lawyers, Neil Meyer. Thank you. Okay, wait a minute. I gotta take the 74 years here. Okay, I gotta take this time.
Sure, everybody else has problems, but does anyone ever ask the whites how they're doing?
Neil Meyer for making this deal. Doug Stone.
Who cares about those people?
It doesn't seem like it really detracts from the point of her being the vessel.
I wonder how many of those people.
When she starts thanking her lawyer.
I wonder how many of those people in the industry were me too. I'm going to look up Doug Stone.
Well, it's unfortunate that that moment did not turn out to be the moment she thought it was. And that's why we're all feeling a little down today.
Very sad.
Bruce Springsteen released a 12-song album today, including the song Letter to You, which was released. And it's the E Street Band playing live in the studio, which is like, it's funny. I read that and I thought, well, that's cool. And then I thought, okay, Boomer.
Sounds like a great one.
Who does that? But, I mean, there's been a lot of great records that have been made with bands playing live.
Sure.
For whatever reason.
In fact, I have a list of them.
Oh. Ah, yes.
From Variety Magazine.
Yawn.
Oh, we like our music lists. They did it in 5 days, which is really... Bruce is meticulous. So yeah. This is quite unusual. So
it's probably really done in one day.
Bruce isn't easy.
He just made it five.
There's 9 new songs, 3 new versions of previously unreleased songs. And let's see what else is entertainment. Kevin Spacey. 2 more civil cases filed against him by underage people that he tried to boo-foo.
Jesus.
I've never seen Bufu in a lawsuit before, but that was weird. And you know what happened? Remember the news anchor's son?
Yeah, embossed.
That thing got thrown out.
Yeah.
It's funny. They embarrassed the shit out of the news anchor and the son.
Yep.
The son ended up taking the fifth on the stand because he had been, I guess, less than truthful about things being deleted from his phone. He had stuff on his phone that was embarrassing.
Well, it sounded like he was having a great time.
He's 19. Yeah. Actually, maybe he's telling a friend that Spacey's hand felt great. I mean, I don't know. Could have been.
Really?
They said it had nothing. It was nothing related to the case. And they probably knew what it was. But Spacey's attorneys basically turned that whole case around because the mother deleted stuff from the kid's phone before she turned it in because she didn't want him to be embarrassed.
That's where money and influence and power and...
Yep. So congratulations, Kevin. Hopefully you can embarrass these 2 people, too, that you sexually assaulted.
I hope you don't run out of money and have to have a regular attorney.
And, I saw this on Facebook today. I just was amused by it. The Rock's workout playlist. He was asking for some suggestions.
Oh, really?
And when I read the list, I was like, The Rock is just so normal. How can you rag on The Rock, even though his playlist includes Jukebox Hero by Foreigner?
Really?
And Rock and Roll Band by Boston?
Oh.
Please tell me
that's
this is
a turnoff.
No, it's not on there.
That should have been on there, right?
In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Really?
Yes.
Come on.
Till I Collapse, Eminem, Killing in the Name by Rage.
Yeah.
Enter Sandman, Fight the Power. Tupac, All Eyes on Me. One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, George Thorogood.
God.
I mean, I don't have a problem with the songs. It's just that was weird to work out to.
Jukebox Hero by Foreigner. I don't know if I'd make that public. But see, that's the rock. Every man.
Rage would be great, though. That's when you get, like, really reaching your peak of cardio. By the way, are you going to work out to that, Drew?
No, I'm not going to work out workout list of
what's on your playlist.
I don't have a workout
playlist.
I
should.
I think I listen to podcasts more than anything during workouts, or occasionally our show just to hear what it sounds like. It's crazy.
I do that sometimes, but there are occasions when you really need the music to get you over.
Yeah, I was struggling. I'm sore today too. Oh, am I sore? Oh boy. Trudy, why don't you read your list? What is the 50 best live albums?
It's 50 best live. Hey, Brandon, did you ever figure out if they had an order or is it just this?
They don't.
It does. Yes, it does. It says 1 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30 up at the top.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, you can actually start at 50 if you want.
Right. So
it's an alphabetical order.
Yeah. So it looks like coming in at 50.
I bet you it's going to be something with a W.
Woodstock.
Yeah, is it really an alphabetical order?
It's an alphabetical order.
Well, music from the original soundtrack. And then The Who live at Leeds, so W's. White Stripes. Thin Lizzy live and Dangerous.
What's the White Stripes one?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's White Stripes, Great White Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. These are, by the way, these are live albums. It's like the best live albums, 50. The Velvet Underground Live, 1969.
I haven't heard that. I've heard the one from 93 when they reunited, and it's really good, but I would love to hear the Velvets back then.
Driving.
What was the name of it, Trudy?
It's Velvet Underground Live, 1969.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw it on my phone. Yeah,
they got a bunch of live albums.
Yeah. Under a Blood Red Sky, U2. Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense. Of course, it's got to be there.
Wait, what was the U2 one?
Under the Blood Red Sky?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Was it Rattle and Hum considered a live album?
No, it's got studio tracks on it, too.
So it has to be a full concert?
I guess. Okay. Not a full concert, but...
Yeah.
Selected hits from a full concert. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band Live, 1975-85.
Oh, my God, wasn't that like 40 discs?
Of course.
It was so huge.
Of course it is.
I don't know what this one was, so I'm going to skip it. Spiritualized Royal Albert Hall. Do you know what that is?
No.
No one knows. Sinatra at the Sands. Sinatra at
Boring.
The Sands. 1966. Simon and Garfunkel, concert in Central Park.
That was a big deal, I guess.
Yeah. Rolling Stones, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. Then we get to the Ramones in the Arts. It's Alive, 1977. Radiohead, I Might Be Wrong. Mark, check in here. The Queen, nope. Who cares about that? Queen, live at Wembley, of course. God, that crushed it. You know, if this were a list where they listed them by best to worst, I think that'd be really close to the top. Yeah. Tom Petty, live anthology from 2009. Parliament, live P-Funk Earth Tour, 1977. Yeah.
Flashlight.
It had a giant poster of George Clinton as Dr. Funkenstein and an iron-on decal. Oh, my God, how cool. I wonder if anybody still has that.
If they still have the rolling paper from Big Bamboo, they probably still have that.
The next one is Buck Owens, the Buckaroos.
Wait.
Whatever.
So there's no Pearl Jam live on there?
Oh, after Parliament? No. Because
they've had a lot of good live shows that have been released on albums. Live from the Gorge, and then there's the one they did at Wrigley, Drew, the Let's Play 2 that they made.
That's a CD?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was good.
Live on two legs.
The video was great.
Yeah.
I don't know why the audio.
Surprised that they couldn't pick one of those three.
If they were ranking this, obviously, then Nirvana Unplugged New York would be way close to the top.
It's a good one.
Motorhead's No Sleep Till Hammersmith. I'm not familiar with that one. S&M 1999 by Metallica. That's the first one with this.
I love that album.
Yeah, with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, that is a really cool album.
Performing Metallica tunes.
With them.
That's pretty cool. I love when symphonies bust out and do that. Like, didn't our somebody do like Pink
Kid Rock.
Floyd?
They did Kid Rock.
But I mean, they're playing with Metallica, though.
Yeah.
And it's not really overwhelming either.
Yeah. MC5, Kick Out the Jams from 68. Bob Marley and the Wailers, live 1975. Every song sounds the same. Sorry, it does. But if you're smoking weed, you don't notice, do you?
No.
Zeppelin, How the West Was Won, 1972. I don't know.
I don't know that one.
That one. This is the world's greatest rock band. Subpar is the... Wow, did Gary Graff do this? The Long Goodbye LCD Sound System.
I don't understand them.
You don't?
No, everybody loves the LCD Sound System.
I don't know who the hell that is.
I don't get it. It's too smart for me.
You should get this one, though. This was 45 a Jackson years ago on this day in history. Kiss Alive.
Yeah.
Was issued from the concerts in 1975.
Yeah, live from Condo Hall.
Detroit. Oh, my God, what a clusterfuck that was today.
Trudy tweeted that out and said a Kobo wrote Condo Hall.
It did. My autocorrect jumped in and could not bring itself to do Kobo.
Good thing it wasn't Denver Nugget Arena.
Yeah, or some other C slur. I mean, there's one with C's and O's in it. N and N.
And of course, the Drew and Mike fans jumped in on that right away. Like,
of course.
Well,
that's hilarious. And then didn't you misspell Hall after that?
Yeah, and then they're like,
so it's Condo Hal.
It was Kobo Hal.
Condo Hal.
The correction to Kobo Hal.
A lot of good shows were played at Condo Hal. That's really funny.
But that was the one where Gene Simmons said they wanted to bring the crowd noise down in the background. And I said, no. You have to bring it 50. It's got to be 50-50 them, 50 us.
No one makes executive decisions quite like Gene.
How's my Gene Simmons? I would have let you
That's
do
pretty
that,
good, Trudy.
Not bad, actually.
I learned from you.
I just watched that interview that you guys were talking about with some old-timer where he went on there, Gene. And it's just utterly ridiculous how he's trying to play the demon character.
I find your audience looks delicious. I'd like to eat them.
Stupid. He's an old-timer, huh? Just look at him. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, just look at him.
It's a good day to be above ground.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience live at Monterey from 1967. That had to just
got to be something in there from Jimmy.
Joni Mitchell. Jay-Z Unplugged.
Wait, Trudy, I thought...
Roller skates.
I thought all chicks revered Joni Mitchell at some point in their lives, if they're a true rocker.
She did not rock hard enough, unfortunately. She's a weird song.
Put up a parking lot.
But everybody was like in love with her, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The guys loved her, except for the guy she loved the most. She went through Crosby, Stills, and Nash like, whew, and was happy to dispose of all of them. But James Taylor was the one she really wanted.
He was sexy back then.
He didn't care about her, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. He was sexy and troubled. And that's why everybody
loved him. Yes, he was troubled. That's why all the chicks loved him, I guess.
Yeah, and then he lost his hair and got straight.
Remember when the Counting Crows ruined this song?
They did?
Oh, it was terrible.
I didn't know why they covered this.
Really stupid choice, and it sounded terrible.
Okay, so we're about halfway here. Jay-Z's Unplugged from 2001. That was
really good. I think he played. Doesn't he play with the Roots in that? To say,
yeah,
I thought that was the band that played with him. That's really good.
LL Cool J, MC Light, A Tribe Called Quest, and D-List Soul. Are you sure it wasn't A Tribe Called?
Unless I'm thinking of
and the Roots. Yep, the Roots.
I think the Roots were the band.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure.
But they also did that really cool live show at Linkin Park. I think it was live, yeah.
Yeah, that I still have.
It's really good.
I have tracks of that. That's pretty cool. Where they mash up both. Humble Pie. Humble Pie at the Fillmore in 1971. The Grateful Dead, Europe 72. Aretha at the Fillmore West. Oh, I think she jammed out there. Peter Frampton Comes Alive, of course.
That's got to be near the top. Yeah. It should be.
Fleetwood Mac's The Dance. Duke, whatever. Eagles, Hell Freezes Over in 1994, and Bob Dylan live at the Royal Albert Hall.
The Eagles, Hell Freezes Over, is that really? Whatever. They sound like, I mean, they sound live like they sound on record, pretty much.
Yeah, all the same.
Terrible?
No, just
they're
just good.
I mean, they play well, they sing well. I mean, they do great harmonizing, if that's what you want. I mean, people love the Eagles. I mean, I like the Eagles. I like certain songs. I like that Walsh brought some rock to the party.
That's the part I do.
I like. I've always liked Don Henley's voice.
Yeah.
I think he's, and I like Don Henley's. I think I like Don Henley's solo material more than I like the Eagles.
Yeah.
End of the Innocence and yeah. All She Wants to Do Is Dance, Dance, Dirty Laundry.
Boys of Summer.
Boys of Summer, yeah, it's a great song.
Oh, you know, I missed a couple. Cheap Trick, Live at Budokan, of course. Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison, Man in Black.
That is a cool show. That's a cool moment in the movie, too.
James Brown, Live at the Apollo. So these are all like the like big clubs.
That's very well-known one.
David Bowie, Live at Nassau Coliseum in 1976, which was...
See, Bowie has a live album at the Philadelphia Tower that I thought was really good.
Oh, really?
I'm surprised it's not in there.
This one has... Do you remember Cracked Actor and that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beyonce, whatever. Band Rock of Ages. The Allman Brothers at the Fillmore East, and that wraps up the list. So.
Ah, I didn't hear No FX. I heard they suck live.
I didn't hear any Beatles in there.
Do they have any live out?
Well, yeah, they have live at the Hollywood Bowl, I think.
Oh.
But, you know, fans are always too loud.
Why'd they get a... Oh.
Yeah, plus it was 1964, well,
Gene would say that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten over that Bowie version of Pablo Picasso. That is so flippin' cool. I love that song. Everybody loves it.
That?
What's that?
I don't know what you're talking about. I hadn't heard that.
We played it. I think we played it when you were here.
Oh, yeah. Did we?
It's actually a modern lover's song, and it's been covered by Talking Heads, David Bowie, Iggy Pop.
Circle.
Yeah, like all the coolest people covered it.
I'm laughing because I don't think COVID time has messed up anybody more than Trudy. I think it really... She came in today and she goes, oh, you got a haircut. And I went, I got one yesterday and you were here. And you go, oh, it must have been because you were wearing that blue shirt. And I said, I wore that two days ago. And I guess. So cute. How adorable.
Yeah, I'm having a meltdown.
Thank you for noticing.
But today was
on the wrong day.
Well, at least I noticed.
It's very funny.
It was the first time I'd been in a traffic jam in 6 months, though. That was kind of...
Where was traffic?
696. I don't know why, but they jacked up 696 at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so...
That's out of traffic.
Were lanes closed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like so they made there be traffic.
Between Farmington Hills and Southfield, and then again on the other side of Southfield, they had like...
Hey, move your ass!
They had like the right and then the left side. It's terrible.
I have to say, I can't recall being in traffic in so long.
I know.
It's weird.
Yeah. I know. It's pretty weird.
Drive and on I-75.
I keep seeing this guy in the red hatchback Beamer every single day, and the first day I looked over... He's picking his nose.
Vacation.
Picking his nose so hard, and so now I see the nose picker every day.
Trudy, you thought it was some rich stud.
That's just some gross...
What a letdown.
Gross dude.
Well, there was a new poll, since somebody was so angry that I said Whitmer has good approval ratings and her job performance. There's a brand new poll, 59% approve of her job performance. That is good. 61% approve of her handling of COVID-19. But, you know, interesting.
Is this the Detroit News one?
I think it was.
You know what the amazing thing about that one was? Is that her approval rating's gone up 15 points since January. But her disapproval rating has only gone up 2. So I figure, like, if you don't like her, you weren't going to like what she did with COVID anyway.
I don't know. Honestly, all the governors, most every governor has gotten good marks on COVID. I'm not sure I understand that. The one thing, though, that was a little interesting is that the number for have a favorable opinion of her is 52%, the lowest number of her three numbers. But still, you know, she's above water. And today she called President Trump the biggest enemy of the state.
Oh.
Kind of a
the American people, I think. Wasn't that the phrase?
I thought you said enemy of the state.
Oh,
that's a good movie.
And Michigan got its first installment in loans to fix the damn roads. $800 million as Michigan's borrowing. Well, actually, they're bonds, but they're like loans. $3.5 billion over the next 3.5 years, and they'll be paid back over 25 years. So,
oh, just in time.
She will not be around when that's going on.
No, they'll be paid back in 25 years, just when we are probably going to have to fix them again. Because they'll probably last just that long.
And, there were some good commercials today. I was watching the news at noon, and there's a John James commercial. Actually, put on try Channel 7 at 12:24. First thing, let's watch the new Trump commercial. He's spending $100 million of his own money, by the way. Biden is out. Biden raised $345 million in 1 month, which was like eight times what
record,
Trump raised.
Right?
Yeah, it was insane. Crazy amount of money. So you don't see that many Trump commercials, but... And I wasn't sure. I thought this was not a bad one for him.
What time?
I thought the acting on it was funny. It was new news at 12:24, and then John James at 12:25. There's a spot between for Forgotten Harvest or something. Just went
by it. I got a good one, too, from Channel 4's news. It's really funny.
Commercial?
It's the back-to-back commercials that really made it.
Yeah, I think John James is murdering Peters in the ads, personally.
Biden wants to change that.
I would shut it down.
Why would we ever let Biden kill countless American businesses, jobs, and
those people
our economic
are really bummed
future?
Out.
When President Trump's great American comeback is now underway.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Well, you skipped about half of it, but that's all right. Go to 12:25, because the John James one is a better commercial anyway. But when he's talking about Biden shutting everything down, it shows all these bummed out people at work and all the lights going out.
Rubbing their foreheads.
And then when they talk about Trump, all of a sudden you see this ticker for the stock market,
yeah,
and you see a black guy getting ready for work.
Oh, jeez.
Who can help stop the madness in America?
Look at those riots.
A quiet politician who timidly bows to his party's radicals, a follower, or John James, a combat veteran,
oh, look at him,
a man of action, an outsider, and most importantly, a leader. What's it going to be, Michigan? On November 3rd, vote to take the country back from the radicals.
There he is, in uniform.
Restoration PAC is responsible for
wow.
Take America back from the radicals. Now, go to 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock on Channel 7 from last night. It's the first commercial before the news. Boy, James has some money.
He's got some placement, too. Have you seen the one with his wife in it?
That's the one.
Okay. I was.
Did you know his wife was white?
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know that.
You racist.
I mean, I don't care.
There's something really cryptic in that ad that I just didn't get. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I felt like they were just trying to show us that his wife is white. I don't know why. Because why? She doesn't. They make better claims in the other commercial. It's Channel 7 at 11 last night. It's right out the gate. Like, just hit restart, yeah. And it's right there.
Just looking for.
I mean, that's pretty hot placement.
Ah, Jesus Christ! So much stuff on your stuff.
Fix your shit.
Dang. A shift from a focus on me to something bigger. Because while it's
is that it?
Actually, no. This is another James commercial. Wait, it's coming right up.
My answer comes from asking, "What's in it for we?" At TCF Bank.
It's a TCF ad.
Are you sure this is last night? It's got to be right after this. Yeah, there we go.
To our health and security, he's a no-show. Gary Peters skipped nearly half his critical committee meetings. Then Peters flew to London for a big-time fundraiser just days after receiving a dire warning on coronavirus.
Oh.
Peters skipped work, then risked lives to raise money. That's about as typical politician as you get. Gary Peters. He just doesn't work for Michigan. Better Future MI Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That's pretty good.
Where's the one with the wife that you want to see?
That's on at 11:11, right 10 minutes ahead. Liz James. 11:11. She's a white woman.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I didn't. I just, you know, John James pops up every 4 years, and then he loses, and then you see him 4 years later.
I feel like John James didn't think the ads with his dad was working very well, because I haven't seen those ads. Remember the ad?
I have not seen those.
Yeah, the ad with his dad that ran, that was like the only ad that ran.
He's within 3 points.
I feel like he had to sit his dad down and go, you know what, the ads with you just aren't working. I got to get my wife in some of these ads.
Hmm. He came pretty close against Stabenow last time.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, what does he do if he loses this time?
I think he'll keep trying.
What does he do between losing?
He works for his dad. Yeah, him and his dad. They really profitable.
There's Liz James.
Very successful company. I forget what they do.
She's pretty, too.
A rebound Detroit.
I mean, not that I wouldn't think he'd have a pretty wife, but just saying.
I'm John James, and I approve this message.
And I'm Liz James, married to the helicopter pilot with a big smile. I know politics is rough, but it shouldn't be dishonest. This ad for Senator Peters saying John doesn't care about kids with asthma is hurtful. Our son Hudson has asthma, a pre-existing condition that sent us to the hospital this May. I can assure you, John will always protect everyone with pre-existing conditions. And Senator Peters, please leave children like mine out of your campaign.
Oh,
Hudson God, Peters James is should so watch mean. Sidekicks, starring Jonathan Brandis and Chuck Norris. It's about a kid who has asthma and overcomes.
Can you believe Gary Peters picking on a 6-year old?
I saw him push a kid once, too. Wow. Gary Peters shoved a kid.
Shoved a kid?
Yeah, totally.
It's in a commercial?
No.
It will be.
It sounds like that ad would work on you, though.
Who is doing these commercials? I mean, that's pretty damn good. That was a great response.
I got to find the one, Trudy, that we saw beforehand, the two transitions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I laughed out loud when I saw the one ad coming after the other one. I got to find it.
Now, I always see the James one after the Peters one. Does the Peters one ever after the James?
Never, no.
Yeah, how does he get that? I mean,
he must pay more.
No,
maybe he's sliding traffic some money under the table.
Ought to be doing it.
I'm telling you, what's going on is there's traffic coordinators.
I just went past Liz.
There's traffic coordinators who insert those commercials. I'm telling you, it's completely random. It just depends. And maybe if somebody likes one candidate more than the other, they'll put the other one first.
Wait,
or second.
On network stations, it can't be that random because they probably pay more for certain positions, don't they? Pay more to be first in the like radio.
Not
does.
In a specific LSD. Block. They might pay more for a specific hour or time slot, you know, like I want to be the first commercial, or I want to be in the commercial block just before kickoff of
James
a football game.
James is really lucky.
They're missing out on that money then.
I used to put these commercials in order of which they go. So like it's completely
you did traffic for channel 4, 2 and 7?
Not for those networks, no. But
that's
I did
what I meant.
For
you were with, these network ones. Yeah, James always seems to run second. I have to believe he's paying something for that.
He's got to pay a premium. He's got to. Trudy, you know people. Ask her.
I'm asking.
Her?
I don't know. Because, I mean, yeah, not those four stations, but every other station on cable I inserted commercials for, and...
Well, those spots are a lot less expensive, so they, I don't know. That was Peters right there.
Yeah, it's not a Peters ad. It might take me a while to find it.
Meanwhile, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNewD.com are at it again. They've got 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4s as low as $188 a month. There's 2020 loaded Jeep Compass leases at $155 a month. And then maybe the new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drive as low as $249 a month. Then, of course, there's the Jeep Wrangler. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram has the largest Wrangler inventory in the state. Not very large, but the good news is there's no better time to go to Zot and order your badass Wrangler exactly the way you want it. See all this and more at dealsinthed.com. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And... if you are a man facing divorce, then hopefully you know calling Adam might be the thing for you to do. For nearly 30 years, Adam has been helping men like you protect your rights and get the fair treatment in the court system you deserve. They've been doing that for a long time. Don't take a chance with your future. Go with the best. Adam has knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys that you want. Call Adam, 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. So there.
Okay, here it is. So it's the end of Alyssa Slotkin's ad, where she's rambling about something. I don't even know what she's rambling about.
They put their lives on the line to protect
us. Just great, stock footage of doctors.
Here, this is all they had to protect themselves. I'm Alyssa Slotkin,
right, watch this transition
and we
can't to the
next keep outsourcing our safety and security. That's why I'm working with both Democrats and Republicans to increase manufacturing of medical supplies and prescription drugs here. In America, in Michigan, I approve this message because we've got to protect those who protect us.
Candidate Alyssa Slotkin said party before country.
Party before country.
Today, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin votes with Nancy Pelosi 96% of the time.
Whoa.
Liberal Alyssa Slotkin, just another phony politician.
This guy.
I approve this message.
Need something. I just love, I mean, it was perfectly framed. Her face, she ends her ad with her face framed right in the middle, and then the new one starts with her, you know, giving that, saying the party before country line.
Oh, boy.
Which was not taken out of any context.
I don't know how they can... why would they not insist on being separated. That's crazy.
Because I think they just go, here's a bunch of money. Because that ad ran.
But they spend shit ton of money.
The negative ad of Slotkin there ran first in that very same break. So they had the same spot.
Oh, so they sandwiched it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, so I don't know if anybody. Did Brandon send. Brandon, did you send me the story about Lou Brock? Maybe you didn't.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. This guy sent me a story about Lou Brock, and it's actually done by, let's see, what's the guy's name? Dave McKenna was the writer, and it's titled The Biggest Dick in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had a good friend when he was a child who was the Cardinals bat boy. And at some point, for some reason, he just, you know, revealed that, oh, my God, Lou Brock is the biggest dick. You wouldn't believe it. And something, of course, you know, among young friends, you know, lived in infamy. Well, anyway, fast forward to 1986, because Brock, I think he was a bat boy in the late 60s or something. Anyway, 1986, McKenna is now a journalist, and he's covering the old-timers game in Washington, D.C. And what happened was the Senators left Washington in 1970, so they used to have these exhibition games at RFK to try and get people bump up the interest in bringing baseball back, which eventually they did with the Nats, who
he's
just
an
won it last year.
Huh? Just look at him. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, just look at him.
So McKenna knows there are going to be all these people like Willie Mays and all these great Hank Aaron, Ernie Banks, all these great old stars there. And he calls his friend Ash, who was the bat boy, who he's still great friends with, says, hey, Ash, this is something pretty special. You want to come to this? I got one press pass and I can get you in. So they go, they watch the game, they have a ball, and then McKenna says, you know what, I got to go get a few quotes from the locker room. I'll meet you after. And Ash says, hey, be sure to check out Lou Brock's dick, because Lou Brock was in the game. So McKenna walks in the locker room, and he said, you know, he's like trying to, I'm not going to look at Lou Brock's dick. And then sure enough, the first thing he sees is this black man leaning against a locker, talking to a couple of people, totally completely nude.
It's got
to
be him. Then,
and it's Lou Brock. And he is huge. He lived up the billing. But, you know, should we try Ricky Henderson again?
We can, yeah.
But he's got a big dick.
McKenna, by the way, has, there's a series, because I didn't even know anything about him, but there's a series on YouTube of him just telling stories from his writing days. They're all really, really funny, really good.
By the way, I bumped into, right out of that Lou Brock thing, Ricky Henderson's Hall of Fame speech, which is so, I mean, it's a great speech, first of all, but the tenses are so bad. Actually, can you bring up the Ricky Henderson speech?
Do you want the edited version that we have, or do you want
No, the real one.
Okay.
Because around 1 minute and 14 seconds in, he thanks his wife, Pamela, and then in the next minute and a half, you will not know if he has one daughter or multiple daughters. I'm not kidding.
How far in? I'm sorry.
114, and he thanks Pamela, and then he says, well, you'll hear it. It's really confusing.
The game of baseball. I can play the game until my body said it was time to hang it up. I wouldn't be standing here today if it wasn't for my wife, Pamela.
This pronunciation is just great.
Who took care of the home while I was away and brought up our wonderful daughter and supported me
in
my career.
Right? One daughter.
Yeah. Thank you, and I love you.
There's a shot of three young-looking women.
They all look like Ricky Henderson, too.
To all my beautiful and intelligent daughter.
Wait.
I wouldn't be a complete...
He didn't say all.
All of my daughter. Play it back. He says, to all of my beautiful, intelligent daughter. So
my
was the
beautiful
all wrong?
And intelligent daughter. Thank you, and I love you.
I'm lost. Is that speech affectation?
To all my beautiful and intelligent daughter, I wouldn't be a complete man without your love and support. I love you, girls.
Or a few extra
girls. I love you, girls. Now there's multiple.
That is such a weird speech thing.
I guess Mom D knows best is coming up.
To my mother, Bobby. Back in high school, I played football, a little hoops, and baseball.
A little hoops, though.
My dream was to play football for the Oakland Raiders. But my mom thought I would get hurt playing football, so she chose baseball for me. I guess Mom do knows best. Thanks, Mom.
How can you not love this guy, though?
He's awesome.
So sincere. It's just that tense thing is crazy. It's like somebody like taught him the reverse.
And he didn't give a shit.
My brothers and my sister for my their brother. Support.
So, okay, how many siblings does he really
my father
have?
I don't know. And mother-in-law for always being there when I need them. I would like to say thank
one
you.
Brother, one sister.
One brother, one sister, but he said brothers.
Brothers and sister.
Are here today to help me celebrate this wonderful and important event. I want to say thank you.
Such a weird room.
Well, should we try calling him one more time?
Now let me tell you a story about how I got into playing baseball.
You just did.
When I was a kid in Oakland, Mr. Hank Thomas tricked me into playing Babe Ruth baseball by coming to pick me up with a glazed donut and a cup of hot chocolate.
Oh, come
that
on,
was
Ricky.
The way he would get me up and out of bed and onto the ballpark. My first year in high school, my favorite sport was football. I did not like baseball.
Ricky?
Hello. What's going on?
Damn it.
Bribed me into playing baseball.
Ah, boy.
She would pay me a quarter every time I would get a hit, a run score.
Ooh, I just heard a
run score.
I just heard a utensil hitting a ball. Do you have dinner?
Up, oh, yep, he has dinner.
Look at him. Why are you hiding?
Boy, it must be nice to be at home.
What do you got? What do you got tonight?
Don't. It's
why
just
are
a
you
salad.
Eating with? Why are you eating with Maddie's fork?
It's the only fork we have. For some reason, the dishes need to be done.
Dishwasher broke down.
Oh, is your? You want me to come fix yours too?
No,
I can give you my latest dishwasher. I gave the last one to ML.
I know. I said my fridge was broken, and Zeus the other day said, well, my mom hates this fridge, so maybe she just ask her for it. Like, I think I might.
Zeus.
Hey, I have a boner line.
It might work.
Oh, that's
right. A boner line?
Yeah.
Wow.
We still do those. 209-66 boner.
Wait, did you say what you were eating, though?
Go ahead, Brandon. Play the boner
line. It's simply a salad. That's all.
Boring.
Nothing. There's no meat in it or anything. Kristen's going to get it.
What, the meat?
All right, that's funny. I'm going to play this boner line, Mark. In the meantime, fix your camera so I can see you. This is boner line number 145.
I appreciate you pulling the boner line out of the mothballs, but looks like they're back in there.
I wish you'd get out of my life and shut up.
September 2nd podcast. What a banner day. Tommy Chong, almost Tony Dow, Vin Scully, Maz. Tell me another podcast or radio show that would even call one of those people.
Good None. Job.
Did you guys jinx my YouTube? Oh, my God. I turn it on, and all of a sudden, I've got videos from Rick Beato in my recommended list.
Great guy.
I've never wanted him. I've never looked for him. And all of a sudden, they're all over my recommended list. Thanks a lot, guys.
Now you love him.
Oh, God. It's way too much Righteous Rick.
God.
Nice compliments on Righteous Rick's appearance. Bull fucking shit.
I'll fight him.
Do a Twitter poll. If it's not 75% thumbs down, I'll stop calling.
Oh, you have a Twitter poll. I don't
righteous
care.
Rick versus Rectal Randy.
I hate Righteous Rick, but when you guys made him list his favorite movies and he said The Goonies, and then you said Fiddler on the Roof, I almost shit my pants because those are two of my favorite movies. And now I need to reflect on my entire life.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Yeah, I never liked Kirk Cousins as a player or a person.
Keep it, man, 85 tech.
But now that I know that his favorite band is Creed, you know, that's kind of cool, man. I give that guy some props. Creed fucking kicks ass, man. Why are you guys talking shit?
My instincts tell me you're wrong as a dong all day long. Against daylight savings.
Yeah, I did the nude move one time and one time only in 2007. And it worked too well.
Yeah, right.
I knew this girl about 10 minutes. Met her in the lobby of my apartment. You know, went out to my apartment. I'm just going to catch a shower real quick. Came strolling out my towel. And 2007, we've been married 8 years. We got a second kid on the way.
7 years later, she's my wife of 4 years and the mother of our twin daughters, who are six.
Brandon, that was a beauty. September 8th, 2 hours, 11 minutes, 52 seconds in. About a 2 or 3 second bomb you ripped there.
Well, you wouldn't have taken journalism, law, and ethics or any of that either. You wouldn't have known any of that.
Well, none of it matters now.
You're so mature.
Brandon, never be embarrassed to take your shirt off in public because of your weight.
There's a slob.
You should be embarrassed because of that stupid tattoo on your back.
You are correct, sir. I am the official... girl.
Congratulations.
Drew, Jamaica.
Boy.
I got out of the airport, and before I got to the cab, I had bought an ounce of weed, and I just wanted an ace.
Not a mercy.
Oh, my God. It was such a hassle. Anyways, never thought buying weed would be a hassle or a thing, but in Jamaica, it was.
Right near the beach.
So I was walking down my street, and the trash man was driving along next to me, picking up the trash can.
Garbage day!
And I see him yell up to the driver as he picks up one can. Man, you gotta see this shit. As he holds up at least 9-inch huge white dildo. Uh-huh.
Dildos?
It starts waving it around in the air.
You like my vibrator?
My wife just went and got me a little Coke slushy at Speedway. Mm. Speedy Freeze or whatever. You know what? This is the tastiest Coke Freeze I've ever had. The consistency is perfect.
That's right.
The syrup to ice content is great.
That's right.
And this is going to last long down the road here. And 99 cents. This thing is huge. Thanks, Speedway. Thanks, Brandon.
Speedway.
That would be a good commercial for their product.
Wow. Just a short one today, but 209-66 Boner, send in all your calls. Text in. We appreciate it.
All righty. And hey, did anybody... Can you look this up, Brandon? It's probably a reach. Candace and Eddie Hall Jr. in Warren.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They had an incident, I think it was yesterday, somebody threw a giant rock through their picture window and
destroyed their car, right?
Yeah, well, they wrote racial epithets on their three cars. I think they have a child with a car, and, you know, it was not welcome, terrorist, Black Lives Matter, there was a swastika, and, you know, on and on and on and on. It was rotten, and she was giving a tour of the slashed tires, et cetera, et cetera. So just wondering if they're listed. She put out a video, and I was watching it. It was
they were on the news, too. I don't know if you saw them.
I didn't see them on the news.
Let's see if I can find them again. And Fouts, of course, was on the news.
Oh, yeah.
What Fouts do you have to say about it?
A big raid.
He's going to get to the bottom of it, man.
Well, it seems like you could get to the bottom of that because there's so many people with surveillance in front of their houses. It's got to be someone that drove by nearby, right?
Well, you would think, or unless they did it on foot.
And, you know, that's the kind of thing that you would believe could happen in Warren, so...
What are you saying?
Well, Warren is, I don't know, maybe I'm giving too much credence to Steinberg. I said bigger.
Mm. Well, and...
whatever happened to Steinberg?
I don't know. He just effed off.
He's Steinberger.
And hasn't been seen again.
Don't forget what Fulton is. Chimpanzees.
Maybe, remember when Steinberg went on his little, venture? Was it Vegas?
Yeah, he had a few.
Quite a good junket.
He had a couple things that went south. Clearly.
Yeah. He had a good time doing it, though.
Yeah, I think he did. You know, he wasn't all bad, but he did have, I think, was he, I'm trying to remember, why was he mad at that kid? What did that kid do?
I don't remember.
I mean, it's never good to get into a scrap with a...
Wasn't he skateboarding or something?
I don't remember. Try to look it up.
Oh, you know what? You don't have Channel 4 at 6, so never mind.
All right, that's the number right there, Mark, that I have.
You want me to call him?
Yeah, try
what
it.
What percent are you putting this at?
88.
Whoa! Is it listed as Eddie and Candace?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Multiple places.
I have to. Wouldn't you think there would be surveillance in some of those houses?
Somebody's got a Ring doorbell.
I mean, you could just see who's driving by, although it's at night, so it's probably hard to identify cars, but you know.
Some of those are night vision.
You get one of those. Oh, that's true. Get one of those on the news. You know, when you show the picture of the car? Hello?
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 Mrs. Hall?
Eddie? Did a child pick up the phone, maybe?
Child.
It's a child. It's a child.
Child picked up the phone.
That was really bizarre.
That was not what I was expecting.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, this is one of those things that I feel like they're going to get to the bottom of this.
Oh, yeah.
It's so stupid.
When they shot my picture with the airsoft gun, no one got to the bottom of that.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Candace?
No, this is not Candace's number.
Oh, it's not Candace Hall?
No.
Because my producer said there was an 88% chance it was Candace and Eddie Hall's number.
No.
It's not listed. It said it was listed as Eddie and Candace Hall Jr.
Should we suspend him or just fire him?
I don't know.
Or just issue a warning. All right.
Do you know Eddie and Candace?
No, I don't.
You don't. Okay. Are you getting calls today?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, it's probably because of our producer claims it's 88%.
Yeah, don't
possibility.
Worry. He's got his fourth warning.
I didn't give the number to everybody who's been calling her.
Uh-oh, he's fighting back. Should we suspend him now?
No, we're going to give him one more shot.
Oh, that's so gracious.
Really? He's popping off, though.
So gracious.
Thank you, fake Candace.
Oh, now he's calling you fake. I don't know about
that. Well, you're not Candace, are you?
No, I'm not. I've been getting her calls for years.
You've been what for years?
I've been getting her calls for years.
Oh, you have? Oh, well, yes. Do you know what happened to Candace?
No, I never knew Candace.
Okay.
No, she's in the news today, though.
Yeah, we're calling from the Drew and Mike show because she and her husband had somebody throw a rock through their front picture window in Warren, and then they had three cars that were tires were slashed, and people wrote nasty things on the vehicles, and so it was kind of a racial, pretty heavy racial thing, and so anyway, people are investigating it. We were just hoping to call and see if they were having any progress.
Oh, nope, I can't help y'all with that. Nope, this ain't her number.
Do you like getting news from strangers that call your phone?
No, not really.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd participate in the conversation and get involved. But
she is. She's being very polite.
She's being very nice.
Yeah.
Do you live in Warren?
Yeah, I do live in Warren.
You do? Okay, well, are you surprised by this? I mean, would this be something that would shock you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good, I guess.
Do you like Mayor Fouts?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, not surprised.
Yeah.
Join the club.
Well, I think he said all those nasty things he said were on Adobe Selima Flare, if I remember correctly. They were created
Adobe
by
Selima Flare.
There it is. That's the quote. Play it again, Brandon.
No, that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe Selimflare.
Adobe Selimflare.
I mean, what a convincing argument.
Right.
Anyway, we'll let you get back to your life. You've been a big asset, though, for the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you. Bye.
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 She's
She's my new favorite person in Warren.
Yeah, okay, like, so it was the 12% I was incorrect, but...
Save the number, Brandon. She's cool. I like her.
Not Candace.
I'm telling you, everybody else used the same number. She's been getting calls. She's been getting calls.
Why is she listed under Eddie? Why is she listed under Eddie and Candace Hall Jr.? And she's not Eddie and Candace Hall Jr.?
It's so difficult to track these days. I don't know why phone numbers are getting harder and harder.
I like your defense that everybody else got it wrong too.
It's true, they did.
I think you did send me this, Brandon. The story.
Chuck Norris again. I'm just kidding.
You can't improve on 6%. Doesn't matter how many times you call. Brandon, you send the thing over on the Whites Only Cafe at the University of Michigan.
I kind of got a kick out of this on Twitter at first. This is ridiculous.
This is so absolutely fucking stupid to share experiences and brainstorm solutions. And then they have the non-white cafe also where whites cannot go, only people of color and indigenous people.
Which I think was the original project that they did, was have a POC cafe. That way people can come together and talk, you know, have a safe space and talk about being a person
of
color.
It's segregating people.
I know. And I think after that happened, there was a little bit of pushback. And so they created this non-POC cafe just to kind of counter that. But then, you look at it, it ends up being segregation. You're segregating people.
Yeah. So that didn't work out very well. Mm-hmm. They were trying to explain it. And it just seems like they just went, just forget it. Just forget the whole thing.
They pulled their website down that particular page on their website.
But what they were trying to do, they were trying to get whites only to brainstorm on, you know.
Wait, I thought the people of color one came first.
It did.
Yeah.
But the whites only one was an effort to brainstorm ideas. Well, they're both to brainstorm ideas to work on racism, correct? Wasn't that the idea?
I thought the whites only was a response. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon. Wasn't it a response to the people of color one or no?
That's exactly what it is. I think the original one was so people could come together and they could discuss, being a person of color and thing, you know, have a safe space. And then because of pushback, they had to at least give an option for people who don't fall into that category. And when you do that, you have to call it the non-POC, the non-people of color, which is interpreted as the white cafe.
But the idea was to share experiences and brainstorm solutions. And I realized one was in response to the other, but I mean, the original idea was that. I assume these white people who were so livid they couldn't get into the people of color room, so they created their own only room. And I have no idea how successful either one was, but the idea was that they would do the same thing, and they were angry because they couldn't get into the people of color room.
That's what I think. I think that they saw that there was a POC cafe that they couldn't get into, and so they threw a fit. And so the school responded and said, here, fine, here's your own cafe. And they just pretty much labeled it the same.
Yeah.
And just changed the nomenclature around a little bit. But then when it comes out, everybody kind of bashes it. It's different.
Anyway, yeah, it was a lot more. Seemed like it was a lot trickier than it really was, but
it was very tricky.
There was also another freeway shooting, I-94 and 10 Mile. There have been 13 freeway shootings since the middle of June. That's a lot of freeway shootings. I mean, usually we don't really have freeway shootings, and when they exist, it's a big deal because, you know, shooting people driving on the freeway is pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, a red four-door Pontiac was sprayed with bullets, and they got off the highway, and they were, the police or the ambulance got to them in Harper Woods, 4 miles from the actual shooting, and I guess the passenger was shot in the head, and the back window was shot out, the passenger door window was shot out, there were bullet holes in the car, and they said that a lot of these are road rage, but something tells me that somebody is, because we had a freeway shooter, remember, about 10, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
On 96, I think most of them were happening.
Oh, yeah, the west side, right?
Yeah, and that guy was just found, and he was just up for parole, I believe.
Just recently, a month ago.
Yeah, I don't know if he has a lot of resources or what, but he's been really fighting to get out, And it's like, no, you're not getting
back
out.
Back to shooting at people.
Yeah. And I don't know. This just seems – I know a couple of these specifically were road rage, and one of them was bizarre because they said the shooter knew the person. The person in the other car was an acquaintance.
Oh, wow.
But they had some mishap in traffic, and so this guy wants to shoot his fucking acquaintance over it. And what is wrong with people? But 13 freeway shootings, I got to believe there's somebody who has committed more than one of these. It just seems – doesn't that seem implausible to be 13 separate incidents?
That's somebody getting around.
I mean, you could have 13 separate incidents. I just can't – that seems
all
like
on 94?
Seems unlikely.
There are a few on 94. I think there's a couple on 75. I don't think they're all in one area necessarily. But anyway – so
there's a bit of breaking news on the NFL's two anthems.
Yes, what's happening?
The Miami Dolphins have decided they're not participating in either anthem.
Why?
They put out a 2-minute and 17-second video, a bunch of them, which basically says,
"Oh, can you play it?"
Well,
are they talking about it?
I think it's going to get a little too heavy for your liking, but the overall feeling is that they're just done with the, quote, fluff and empty gestures by the NFL, to which I say, bravo, Dolphins, because that's all
it
is.
What's so heavy about that?
Well, I think the other parts are, but okay, I'll play it.
Well, I mean, what, I can't hear it?
You can hear it. I just
too much
for
me?
I think you're going to space out in about 15 seconds.
It's possible.
Or is it just another symbolic victory? Now there's...
Why is it rewinding? Hang on.
Is it authentic?
Here you go.
That's the mystery. Or is it just another symbolic victory?
Now there's two anthems. Do we kneel? Do we stand?
If we could just right our wrongs, we wouldn't need two songs.
We don't need another publicity parade.
Yeah.
So we'll just stay inside.
Until it's time to play the game.
Whatever happened to the funds that were promised? All of a sudden we got a collapsed pocket?
The bottom line should not be the net profit.
You can't open your heart when it's controlled by your wallet.
Decals and patches.
Fireworks and trumpets.
We're not puppets.
Don't publicize false buttons.
Your heart is necessary at this time.
We shouldn't have a say. If you speak up for change, then I'll shut up and play.
If we remain silent, that would just be selfish.
Since they don't have a voice, we're speaking up for the helpless.
It's not enough to act like you care for the troops.
Millions for pregame patriotism. You get paid to salute.
Un-American.
It's just a way to save face.
Lose the mask and stop hiding the real game face.
So if my dad was a soldier, but the cops killed my brother, do I stand for one anthem and then kneel for the other?
Oh, that's deep.
This attempt to unify only
America is going to win.
We'll skip the song and dance.
And as a team, we'll stay inside.
We need changed hearts, not just a response to pressure.
Enough. No more fluff and empty gestures.
We need owners with influence and pockets bigger than ours
to call up officials.
That dolphin wants to
political
talk.
Power.
When education is not determined by where we reside.
And we have the means to purchase what the doctor prescribed.
And you fight for prison reform and innocent lives.
And you repair the communities that were tossed to the side.
And you no, I'm intrigued.
Gain from it, and you swallowed your pride.
Wow.
And when greed is not the compass, but love is the guide.
And when the courts don't punish skin color, but punish the crime.
Until then, we'll just skip the long production and stay inside.
For centuries, we've been trying to make you aware.
Because they know it's all bullshit.
Either you're in denial or just simply don't really care.
It's not a black-white thing.
Or a left-right thing.
Let's clean the whole bird and stop arguing about which wing.
Wow, that's not...
I'm ready to go in, coach. Just give me a chance.
You know, this
I know there's a lot riding on it, but it's all psychological. Just got to stay in a positive frame of mind.
We'll just stay inside.
This takes me back.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
Wait, when did Ricky Stanzi get on the Dolphins?
This does take me back to the idea that we cannot all be together on anything.
Yeah, no one wants to be.
Even these NFL teams can't. All these things are done to try to say something, and
yeah,
somebody doesn't like it.
Remember when they announced that they were going to play Lift Every Voice and Sing? We all laughed at it's just lip service by the NFL.
Well, who asked for it?
No one did.
Whose idea was it?
I don't know. Jay-Z?
I thought this was Jay-Z's department. He's paid by the NFL. What, Jay-Z?
Yeah, it could have been Jonah Falcon.
He can't take the temperature of the NFL teams and find out if they like it?
But same with the painting
of
the
end zone. Then why do they not want end racism in the end zone, too?
That's what I'm...
Because personally, I think it's
like
stupid.
It.
I think it's a football game, and I want to see a football game. I really don't... All this extra stuff, it is bullshit. I mean, I pretty much agree with the Dolphins, to be honest.
Be on the field for this song. And we've been told that's also the plan for the national anthem before kickoff. Texans Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Jack Easterby, told our Michelle Tafoya that the players didn't want any, quote, misinterpretation of celebrating one song and throwing shade on the other, close quote.
Oh,
as you see,
the Chiefs
I appreciate
are on the field
that.
Now. They'll be on the field for both songs. The players, the
respect. So the Texans are off the field. The Chiefs will be on the field.
What is
this?
This
music is
behind?
Just moronic. This is crazy. I mean, all this does is pisses people off.
It's just well intentions that solves nothing.
Well, you know,
I'm sure it's well intentioned,
this is
but
the
it
job.
Doesn't do anything.
We elect people to do better, and when they don't do anything, everyone else keeps spinning around and spinning around and spinning around and trying to do something, and you can't do it unless you have leadership that will help. Now, I know they're upset with
the
owners.
This is the NFL, though. I mean, this has nothing to do with voting for people or
no, I mean the people to change what they want changed. You can't, what can the owners do? Throw money at something? That's all they can do. These owners aren't, what are they supposed to do?
Well,
he said something about funds. Where are those funds you promised? No, they did. Some people did promise certain things. Where are the funds? What is this, just a bullshit thing to get through the moment and then they never do anything?
I was watching the pregame stuff and I laughed because look who popped up on the TV. This is during the pre-recorded thing they're doing for football tonight.
For a brighter tomorrow. A timeless exhortation to...
All right, I'll let you guys guess. Who's the celebrity going to be?
Oh, boy. I was going to guess.
I don't even know what they're doing.
Well, it's just a little, you know, inclusion-type video and blah, 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 blah.
Obama? Common or Alicia Keys?
Thank you, Trudy.
Insane.
Alicia Keys is singing.
Oh yeah, she recorded it. It's gonna be her recording is gonna be played before every game.
Oh, I didn't know it was her.
Yeah,
recording.
She recorded it, and I don't think she's gonna do it live. She's just gonna play a recording. So nice dissing Alicia Keys.
Well, she was available. Why does she have to do it?
By the way, what
Where's
are the
John Legend?
What are the owners supposed to do?
Well, there was a little bit of rift. I mean, if you really care, there was a little bit of rift in the NFL because of the whole you're not allowed. And Stephen Ross is one of them. You're not allowed to, the owner of the Dolphins. You're not allowed to kneel, or Jerry Jones is always. So I think it's just kind of like they want to be heard.
But I thought he said something about where are all these funds that were promised.
I don't know what he's referring to. That
was is it for education or something?
Some
like that?
Program probably.
But the rest of that message is pretty well fleshed out. The idea,
no,
we don't want trumpets, we don't want a song and dance.
I understood the message, and you know what? Nobody else does either. They want to watch a football game.
Right.
And I think as far as the owners, you know, they can bitch at the owners all they want, but, you know, can you imagine if you were the person who spent a couple $1 billion to buy a professional football team, to win football games, to draw fans in, to market merchandise, to win the Super Bowl? And all of a sudden, you're supposed to, you know, is that really something? How many people can really complain about the ownerships of their operations and say that they should be doing something?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want your company ownership or your leaders, your managers to do something, I mean, that's one thing to sit down and try and get some help with something, but to just, you know, blanketly
suggest
that they're a bunch of cocksuckers that don't care. Well, they're trying to run a football team. I mean, I think some of them have been pretty sincere about helping.
Well, I mean, they're in a union. I mean, unions demand things from their ownership all the time.
But this isn't anything that has anything to do with their job. It's something completely different.
Well, I think
I'm not saying
I
that
think
they
athletes
don't.
In general are realizing they have a lot more power than they've ever thought they had.
Well, it maybe does have something to do with their job because it's the game and the, you know, the stuff that surrounds them as they come on the field. So what do they call that? The staging of their job. And they don't want to, like they say, they didn't want to cast aspersions on either of the anthems.
But look what happens.
That affects their job, too.
Look at what happens when we get away from the sport itself. We argue about these empty gestures, which are well-intended, I think. But, yeah, they are relatively empty because what is it? What, is it going to end racism by putting end racism in the end zone?
No, of course not. Is it going to
do something to put someone's name on your helmet? I mean, personally, I have no objection to any of it, other than that I really don't watch a football game for that. And I think a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people don't feel that way, and that's fine. And there's been a lot of,
Is it going to distract you? I mean, I'm asking a serious question. Will you find it distracting?
Would you find it distracting if it said support police or had polices that were murdered or something?
Not at all.
Well, you're never going to see that, but...
it wouldn't bother me one way or the other.
Well, you know, that's great for you. You can watch it all you want. Some people don't feel that way.
I was asking
it's not. There's not a right way or a wrong way to feel. No, I honestly, the NBA, I think, is like way over the top. I don't want some guy's jersey to say, I can't breathe, and somebody's jersey to say this. And I don't like that. I think it's... I think Black Lives Matter is a political... It is very political. And so, naturally... You know, the interesting thing, and I just read a long piece about this, that the fans of the NFL and the NBA lean conservative.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The fans of the NBA and the NFL lean conservative.
Okay.
And most of them are white. And that doesn't mean that they're racists, but it may mean that if there's going to be a message, it might be something that they want to see. Maybe something, or maybe they don't want to see a message at all. And honestly, I never thought of the NBA as a black thing at all. I just thought of it as a sport I like to watch, and all these other things. It's not a negative thing, but it's you're kind of changing the game. It's like, this is not just sports anymore. It's sports plus this, and you will see this during the game. And you know, if you don't like it, I think that's imagine if your favorite television show started having a political side to it, you might not like it. What was it, Roseanne that had... Roseanne was going to be a Trump supporter. And so what happened to that show? Trump supporters watched it. And I bet you people that don't like Trump didn't watch it.
I don't get it.
But that was a...
You like it. That's.
I think a lot of people...
Just like
people
if you like a Chick-fil-A sandwich, you're going to eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich even if you disagree.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Even if you disagree with the owners.
That's great that you feel that way, but other people don't feel that way.
They're
so,
missing out on some good product.
And the... And it looks to me like the players aren't happy with it either. So what good is it doing?
Those are people letting it affect their life more than it ever needs to be, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think...
I have a
MyPillow.
I think it's a wonderful pillow. I don't really care for...
So if the pillow says Nazis are great, you feel the same way about the pillow?
if Mike Lindell
put a hood on it.
If it says kill black people, you still gonna like that pillow?
That's the message he has, I like the product, yeah. But I wouldn't admit it because people like you would jump down my throat.
I'm not gonna jump down your throat. If you want a pillow that says kill black people, go ahead.
I don't believe I would have a pillow that said that. I want to just be the one that says I wouldn't have that.
What political site says that?
I don't think this message bothers you. I think you like this message. A lot of people don't like being hit with this message
honestly,
all the time.
I don't really care about it. I mean, it's fine. It doesn't bother me. It's not going to make me... I was using the Chick-fil-A example. I don't really like...
Let's just say the NASCAR crowd decides to have all rebel flags up. Would that make you feel a little less inclined to watch NASCAR if every fan brings a rebel flag to the sport?
I would never watch it. Let's say they brought it to the NFL. I wouldn't...
It wouldn't bother you at all. Everybody at the game was flashing a rebel flag.
I would think that was pretty silly, but I'd still watch the game if that's the game I wanted to watch.
I think most people probably would. But that doesn't mean they can feel however they want. There's no right way to feel or wrong way to feel.
That's my point.
When you tell someone, here's what's groundbreaking. Maybe it's groundbreaking in a good way. Maybe it's groundbreaking.
Something different, though. I'm not talking about how people feel about it. I just am surprised that would make them not want to watch.
I'm sure the NFL doesn't think it's going to affect the game at all. But they had a survey last week about basketball, and they asked people, why are you watching less basketball, or are you watching less basketball, and why are you watching less basketball? Because people are watching less basketball. And 38% said too political. That was the number one reason. The number two reason, because everything's political now. And so people pick sides, and they go, I don't like that. I like this. I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't get that. I don't understand that.
Well, a lot of people are they are so in their corners, whether it's, the left or the right, they're just really strong. And as somebody, I said it yesterday. I just can't believe people getting these giant Trumps, these giant trucks, and plant flags, and want to be in these parades, or getting their boats and they want to be in parades for Trump, or they want to wait for 4 hours at this airport hangar. On the other hand, I can't believe people would necessarily want to go out and. If Joe Biden was appearing somewhere, I would not wait for 3 hours either.
You wouldn't wait for...
I wouldn't wait
McCartney for 3 hours.
I might wait for Paul McCartney for three hours.
Would you?
Well, if I got to meet him.
You did.
Oh. I didn't meet him.
Well, no, but you went to the... It's called the sound check.
Yeah, I went to the sound check, but I didn't wait 3 hours for the sound check. We walked in. We ate a vegetarian meal.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
See, you compromise.
Yeah, I did because I liked it.
That's my point.
But I didn't have a big problem with the vegetarian meal. Now, if he's on stage and they're showing videos of animals being killed, I probably would not like the show as much.
No, I wouldn't either.
And believe it or not, there are people who've done shit like that at concerts.
How about you? Well, yeah, Morrissey. But how about you too and all his political
A lot
speeches?
Of people don't like it.
I know.
A lot of people don't like it.
He's Irish.
I understand people don't like things. That's not my point. My point is I don't know why you would deprive yourself of something you enjoy just because... Something like that is in it.
Okay, this is my opinion. I think the biggest U2 fans put up with it because
that's
they don't
what
care.
I mean.
There's a lot of people who are very like in between. Maybe U2 isn't the biggest thing in their life, and so they go, you know what? U2's they're pretty good, but I hate that fucking Bono and I hate his bullshit, so I'm not going to the show.
But that's my point with the NFL.
There are people like me who aren't that deep, and I'm just like, oh, I like that song.
Exactly.
I like that show.
Yeah. Hello.
But, you know, to pretend that no one is going to not like that there's Black Lives Matter plastered on the basketball court.
That's never been what I'm saying. I understand people clearly don't like it. People hate it.
No, not everybody doesn't hate it. Certain people like it and certain people don't like it. It's just like anything that divides the country, which is a million things right now. And... You know, it's another good example. I went to a Don Henley concert where he went on and on about Walden Woods, and people were fucking bored, and they didn't like it.
Did they leave?
And they booed. They booed for a while. People started ragging and yelling stuff like, play a song!
Sure, that's fine.
I'm sure Don took that.
Did they deprive themselves of the rest of the show?
I don't think so. There are people who've walked out of shows, though. People walked out of that Amy Schumer show because she made fun of some guy that voted for Trump because she was so surprised that anyone in her crowd would have voted for Trump that she called the guy up on stage and then she tried to humiliate him. And they said 10% of the crowd left.
That's pretty stupid.
See, that's
well,
the thing.
They were pissed off.
I think
that's stupid on her
part. I think they got their money back.
That's stupid on her part.
That's the most damaging thing people can do to each other is humiliate each other. And that's the thing that people want to do most of all. Humiliation is the worst.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but it's true.
A
lot of people
killing.
feel the whole idea, the term Black Lives Matter is offensive to them because they think all lives matter. And I know you can say that and be fired, and it's the worst thing you can ever say. I'm just saying how they feel, because I know they feel that way. Not everyone, but certain people do. So they don't want to see a message they don't like. Brandon's really quiet.
No, I understand that.
Did you get a good dessert or something, Brandon?
Don't know why you would deprive yourself of watching the NFL.
I want dessert.
Well, maybe if you see the message that you really don't like at something and you're feeling kind of half-assed about it, maybe you'll decide not, and it'll be the thing that puts it over the top. I don't think there's that many people who are going to skip the NFL. I don't know anybody who will not watch football over this. I know people who will say they won't watch football over this, but I just can't imagine. Football is in its own category. Basketball has a lot of half-ass fans, I think. They have a lot of hardcore fans, and they got a lot of people who are kind of in between. Mm-hmm. Hockey does, too.
We're going to miss football if we keep talking about football. So.
Yeah, why don't you hit the outro and get us... Holy shit. Oh, my God.
I got Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce going tonight.
Is Kelce playing? Is that definitely...
Be.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. As I say, I have to change my lineup, too.
Go Chiefs, go Tigers.
Yeah.
Who are the Tigers playing this weekend?
Go Lions.
What did the Tigers do today? Didn't they have a doubleheader and then they shit the bed in the first game?
Wait, they had a doubleheader.
Oh, they didn't lose 19 to nothing?
They had a doubleheader today?
I think so.
All these doubleheaders are blowing my mind.
I think they quote-unquote shit the bed. Yeah, they lost 12-2. So what is that, 19?
Oh, so that's 31-2?
It's almost as bad as the Marlins losing 29-9 in one game. The 19-0 game that the Tigers lost,
They're winning the second game 4-3.
That game wasn't the largest margin of victory yesterday in baseball. It was the Braves over the Marlins 29-9.
Oh my, what?
Yes, 29-9. Crazy.
Whoa.
The Marlins scored the third most runs yesterday and lost.
The Marlins.
Oh my God, I just saw something that blew my mind. Jordan Zimmermann started for the Tigers?
Yeah.
What? Derek Hill pinch ran for Miggy. Derek Hill?
That's
isn't
the
that
rookie.
The, yeah, that's the first round draft pick, right? From a couple years ago? Yeah, they brought him up. I thought Daz Cameron was the guy they brought up, so they brought Hill up too. Wow.
They brought Hill up first, yeah.
I'm kind of excited. All right, Lions and Bears on Sunday. Go Lions. I don't know. I don't want to make a prediction on that one. We'll see you Monday, Sunday.
Bears are going to kick some ass. Yay!
It's happening on the Gay Channel.
I think you see it has stuff on it. Yeah. And who would have thought, huh?
Lester Hayes had more sicky stuff on him than that.
The best of Pat Summerall and John Madden's gay male orgy competition.
Here he is right here. His nickname's Meat.
Nickname ought to be Lot of Meat. Here's the unit that's done the magic.
21 years of the world's biggest homos doing the gayest stuff.
See that left hand in there? And then the right hand in there. Oh, he got a double dipper on that one.
Yes, he did.
He just kind of lobbed it.
Including the hosts themselves.
You ready, John?
You can kind of feel that one coming right there.
Next comes the shave and then dinner.
Plus, you'll get all the finest performances by the most valuable homos past.
It's like Grant let that kind of get away from him, didn't he?
On his chin or on his
head? No, on his head.
Roger looked like he's tossed before.
Revisit some of the unsung homos.
A sure-handed one.
Here he is right here. Nickname
ought to be Lot of Meat.
And hear all the biggest moments in the history of the gay male orgy competition.
And there is a hole right there, and whoop,
a couple of pretty good shots.
Plus the clutch performances that have made gay preview so exciting.
There's no room in there.
I mean, you can get on a guy, but when you get on a guy and you knock him out of the hole, that makes that hole wide.
Knock him into your own guy and knock him back.
Revealing interviews with the gay participants.
You did come through the manhole.
Pat Summerall may be retiring, but his work with John Madden on Gay Per View lives on forever.
Matt, did you ever think you would see one of these things on a football field?
I thought it was a new golf club.
Order the best of Pat Summerall and John Madden's Gay Male Orgy competition today.
Well, when you're going to throw a guy a bone, throw him two bones in a row.
And homo out to your heart's content.
Last week, I thought that he was tight. And when he's relaxed, I think he's going to open up.
Call 1-800-HEY-CUTIE.
We've had one of those things fly in our booth.
Hit me.